Milkman, that you?
Yeah.
All right, good. We're broadcasting.
Okay. Good.
Turn my motherfucking headphones up. Are they up? Louder, even louder than this.
Quietly.
Bitches! This is Rick James. That's right, bitch, the real Rick James. Yes, Rick James, bitch. One of the baddest motherfuckers you've ever seen, and one of the best looking motherfuckers, one of the best singers.
No,
the next team, bitches.
Yep. That might be great.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself, bitches. It's a celebration.
Step up front to my nigga Mos Def. Step up front to my man High Tech. Step up front to my nigga Cone Red. Step up front to my people Weak G. Step up front. Step up front. Hurry, hurry, step right up. The show's about to begin. It's a struggle, but it's a beautiful struggle. Yeah.
The house next door to me's been sold.
Yeah, crackers. Madhouse is fire on PCU Radio. Bitch.
Thursday. Thursday. Today is Thursday.
A madhouse!
He's become a god. Oh, you're a god, too. We're not.
God?
Which one?
Jesus.
Not bad, but...
Oh, perhaps not. When he decides to announce his divinity, the Lord sees mad, they'll lock him up. We'll have the Republic back. My friend, this could be the best thing that ever happened.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, Aztecs, or the Mayans, that they may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilizations of Lemuria, or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive. Somewhere beyond the heavens.
There will be no order, only chaos.
That being said, grab a blunt, take a big hit, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance, go.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Econ.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go fly.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is that why you are here?
I know drug reel from real reel.
Chris, I take reels today.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. Just give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking piece of shit! Maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, who you are, bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you speak Spanish.
I know, you speak English, I say.
You motherfucking,
you motherfucking.
Ah, go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucking you.
You bitch.
Don't never
I'm punching them out.
I gave to this boy, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my lawn.
You motherfucker.
Why are you so angry? But where's the squally?
Fuck you, man.
We're so high right now. We're not low.
Smoke weed every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and whole ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre's solo album, The Handicap Circus, and I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future, and my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. I'm Troy Sullivan, and he pulls back.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Excuse me.
Yeah, what was I saying? What's up, everybody? You're listening to The Madhouse. It is 9:40 p.m. on Thursday, January the 19th. Yeah, and we're just here taking your calls at 1-888-278-8509. Again, you can reach us here tonight live, toll-free. Yeah. 1-888-278-8509. It's on our dime. Is that what you said, Milkman? Milkman, are you with us, sir? We lost you earlier. We lost Milkman again. Well, anyway.
Milkman. There he is.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Get your numbers ready. That's right. Confirm numbers, please, and get ready to join the party.
Exactly.
But Carlito's got a wild setup for you tonight.
Yeah, we sure do. Well, of course, next to me I have Andy.
How you doing,
Carlito? What's up, Andy? How you doing? Thank you for being here tonight.
I'm pretty good.
You sound great in the microphone tonight.
I always sound great.
Well, you have an extra special nice voice tonight.
Yeah, good. It's that gurgle that I work so hard on because everybody wants to hear that.
Exactly. You will want to hear
everybody loves the gurgle.
Exactly. We like to hear the back of your throat. All right. Anyway, that's Andy, everybody, here with me in studio. And, of course, via satellite from the Virgin Islands is the Milkman. What's up, Milkman? How you doing?
All right, man. All right, man. You sounding good, man. Sounding great over here in the Virgin Islands.
Great. Well, good to hear.
What does that sound like?
What sound effect is that?
This
one here? That's applause.
Oh.
See?
You know, it'll be funny if you had, like, you know, an ice cream truck. For Milkman.
If I had an ice cream truck?
Yeah,
I should do that for him, right? I could see Milkman as an ice cream truck driver in the Virgin Islands.
Because that's the closest thing we have to it that these days.
Exactly. Who else do we have online?
I was in that Cheech and Chong.
Yeah. All right, great. Well, we have Reclude. Reclude, are you with us?
Fucking yeah.
Yeah, Reclude, try to bring your mic up. You're sounding a little short there tonight.
What about now?
Yeah, working on it. A little better. Well,
hey,
good.
You fucker, what about now?
That's great. Keep working on it. But we're glad to have you here. Reclude, what you been up to, man?
Fucking, I don't remember, man.
You don't? You've been smoking all day, haven't you?
Point in time.
You said you've been smoking all day, right?
Yes.
Wow. Well, living the dream, baby. Living the dream, huh?
Trying, man.
Trying to. Every day is a struggle. All right.
It's hard.
And also from Milkman, I'll let you introduce our next guest here, AMD, of course, right?
Yes, sir.
Your girlfriend. Go ahead.
All the way from Devon, England, we have a special guest tonight. A great provider of numbers and another avid listener. His name is AMD out of England. Step forward, nope. Sir.
Say hello, AMD. How you doing? AMD. We don't have our British guest here at all. AMD's a no-show.
Oh, fuck.
He's been here the whole time, and he sounds funny. He sounds nice. He's not British, is he? He's Scottish, is it?
Son of a bitch.
What a cock, man.
AMD, mate.
What's with your friend AMD, man? Oh, he said it was going to be a minute.
Yeah, he did say that.
Oh, he said he fucking didn't like you, Carlito.
Oh, he did? Because that took too long? Is that what his problem is?
No, he's just, I don't know.
I do remember him saying he'd be.
Is this a conspiracy?
What?
It's Tony Blair's fluffer, actually. UAMD is.
Is that who it is? Tony Blair's fluffer. He doesn't need a fluffer. You know, someone tried to kidnap his four-year-old son or something like that.
Do you want to confess, Carlito?
No, it wasn't me. I think it was AMD, as a matter of fact.
No, I heard some kid with Kearney down in New Jersey.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay, that's what it is.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, that bastard, huh?
Pissed me off.
Yeah, fuck. Fuck that guy.
When I heard about that,
that's what the word is, man.
Oh my god. What they just said. Right. How do they know exactly when the other one's going to talk? So
exactly.
They can talk at the same time.
Yeah, this happens all the time. Anyway, what else we got going on? Milkman, steer me back on course here, right? We're taking your calls. We did that part. Also, yeah, if you want to get a hold of me on AOL Instant Messenger with your number submissions, numbers of people who you have a background story and want to have prank call tonight, we do that here as a free service also. We enjoy doing that for you listeners if it's your first time or if you're a regular, I should say, right?
No, you could be a commoner.
A commoner?
A madhouse.
A commoner. Commoner would be like someone who isn't, like you would be a commoner. Yeah. Like you're associated, but you don't follow the culture. You're just here for a show.
What?
I'm looking way too deep into it, right? All right. Never mind. Let's just forget the last 2 minutes of our conversation.
You have a culture?
No, we don't have a culture. If we have anything, it is not a culture.
It's more like a mold spore.
Great, yeah, it's a virus.
It's not a culture.
I was going to say, is it like a culture sample? Maybe like...
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, hang on. I got a request to put someone else on our conference call. Okay. And I'll have... Don't say who it is, Andy, because we're going to see if you guys can figure
out... It's going to be the most exciting surprise ever.
Yeah. Okay. Who do you think it is?
I go first?
Go ahead.
Nelson
Mandela would be incorrect, I'm sorry.
Ooh, I know.
Tony Blair.
Tony Blair, no. No, we'll see. Reclude, your guess?
Ooh, Bill Cosby.
Close, but no.
Bill Cosby's nephew.
Close, very close to Bill Cosby.
Oh, my God.
On the air now we have... Go ahead, caller. Hello?
And then we'll guess who it is. Don't say who you are, caller.
Yeah. Hey, baby.
All right, now guess who it is. Carlito, you guess first. Who do you think it is?
I think it's Prankmaster.
Baby.
Interesting. Reclude, any guess? Reclude doesn't know. Reclude doesn't know half the shit that goes on here in PCU anymore. You gotta roll.
Can I rape you, Carlito?
Oh, my God.
That's a giveaway there. Come on, Milkman. Who is it?
Milkman, who do you think it is?
Milky.
Oh, no.
It's the dead.
How you doing, Milky?
Oh, my God.
It's
Prankmaster, everybody. Prankmaster on the line.
How you feeling, Milk?
God, dude.
How you feeling, Milk?
Sounding good, man.
I'm feeling like shit.
Yeah, like somebody shit in my skull.
Hey, the dead.
I'm feeling like shit.
Hang on. Whoa, time out. Dead, do you have headphones on, man?
No.
You should do that.
Yeah. You should put headphones
on. Speaker and I'm on a mic.
We'll take the speaker out because we keep hearing ourselves and it sounds like shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're echoing.
Yeah, man.
Dude, if I fucking... I can't fucking hear you.
Alright, well, if you can get some headphones on, we can continue. Like reckless.
I don't want to fucking pay $30 for a pair of headphones.
Have you ever been fucked in a wheelchair?
Oh, go fuck yourself, recluse, you fucking asshole.
Listen, you don't fuck with me.
Go fuck yourself, recluse. Go fuck a prank master and the fucking ass, you motherfucking asshole.
Yeah. Tell him to dead.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
Listen, why don't you go piss on your own feet?
Go get a fucking shatter for Dishonored under rocks or some shit. Huh?
You should get Dr. Kevorkian. I'm just kidding. Okay, that's wrong.
Yeah,
go get the fucked
right
by your bitch or Scarlet or some shit.
Starlight.
Starlight.
Let me go slap her around.
Go
get fucked by your bitch. Starlight.
Go fuck your Willy or some shit.
Willie? Andy?
Freaky Dicky.
Go wake up your Willy, motherfucker.
Alright, okay. Dead now. Respect now. Be nice. Now, I apologize. They're making fun of you. It's not very nice. Reclude.
I was having a good time.
Yeah,
don't
Reclude.
Be a pussy.
Reclude.
No, I'm just, you know, we love the dead here. And you
I'm
guys
just
are
kidding,
fun.
Man. We like the dead.
Yeah. Alright. So, are we okay today? Well, we're okay, right?
Huh?
We're okay the dead, right? The dead.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Yeah, he makes good pranks.
He does. He's great. He's a great contributor.
Anybody can prank well belongs here.
Yeah. Is he even on with us? The dead.
Hey, Reckley.
Yes, my.
Have you heard that DDD is now a co-host on the Dr. Lego, Friends of Dr. Lego show on Mondays and or Tuesdays now?
Is he really?
Yeah, that's a great move.
Yeah, it's a big
cool. I like
yeah,
that.
It's a big move. It's very important.
I'm glad to hear that.
Man. Well, there we go.
I was trying to get the dead to move into my house, but that's probably out the window now.
Yeah. Where is he anyway? The dead, speak up. Are you there? Yeah, well, I sent a dispatch out to the dead. He's not responding anymore. I think he might have left our conversation.
Hello?
Yeah.
There
he is.
Okay.
The dead. All right, the dead.
We thought you hung up.
Yeah, we didn't want you to.
My grandma gave me a happy ending.
Oh, okay. All
she
right,
did already?
She had a bedtime story.
Oh. What bedtime story?
Give me a happy ending, jerky. jerky.
Did you go out with a hand release, DD?
I got the shut up, you motherfucker, you.
Goddamn, boy.
Today you're going to be on Dr. Lego's show now?
I don't give a fuck.
Oh. Wow. All right, who do we have
in
the lineup?
I want my own show.
You think you should be the host?
Hey, look, there's a place called The Weed Man. And it's a Latina woman answered in California. Hey, we're way off track here, guys. Come on, now. Anyway.
Let's make some prank. Stop being fucking faggot.
Exactly. Let's stop being
Hello there, land of PCU and Carly 2 and Milkman and Reclude.
Oh,
how you doing?
AMD.
I'm sorry about that. My PC fucked up and I lost the stream. Hello there, I'm AMD, everybody. How you all doing? All
right, great. Well, AMD, why don't you tell us about yourself? Where exactly do you live?
I live in Devon, it's actually Torquay in Devon, in the UK.
Okay.
And I did work for a legal firm until the firm went fucked up. And so at the moment, I'm flogging windows for a place called Coastal Windows in Devon, too. So, you know, and I'm also drunk and a little bit stoned as well. So.
All right, well, great to have you on the line. We're very much obliged. So you're the voice behind the crazy neurotic old guy that we thought we were genuinely pranking somebody. So that was actually you the whole time. Wow.
But it was actually me. It was actually me. And actually got it straight away because not the first time, but he clicked on the second time. It was me. And yes, no, you were 100% correct. It was me.
Does it make?
And I was just like, like I say, the famous catchphrase is what? What are you doing calling me at this time in the morning?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Classic stuff. Great stuff.
AMD, does that make you feel like a big man that you tricked us? Is that what it is? You
no,
feel like
but,
a big man?
Well, not really, no. But
the
first time I did it.
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
What the?
AMD, you have your own theme music?
Wow. It's like your whole music.
It's not my theme music. I don't know who's playing that.
You motherfuckers.
Oh, Jesus. No.
I'm going to make a prank. Or you guys going to be a corky?
All right, Reclude. That's enough now. Come on. Now,
I
got some...
You need to take a shot and go out, man.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Right, so
I'm reading on the chat room now. No, yes, you said it was me. Yes, right. You are 100% correct.
Nunu wins a prize, everybody.
Nunu is a brilliant
You
genius.
Do indeed.
Nunu, you've won $5 Carlito dollars for use in the Carlito store.
You can't put one over on him, Harlan.
He's a smart one. All right, we've got submissions from Lonesome Loser in the chat room. If you're not in the chat room, do so now. If you're using an IRC client, you want to go to irc.lazy-net.de and join our IRC chat in channel PCU. Also, if you have Java installed, you can do that. You can join us in the chat for free right from your web browser. You want to head on to www.kdkprankcalls.com. That's KDK as in kill, death, kill, prankcalls.com. Exactly. Where is the dead? The dead, say something for the love of God. We're going to cut you off.
Hello.
All right, good. The dead is dying. What is that noise? Okay.
You motherfucker, don't cut me off.
All right. Anyway, so also madhouselive.com.
Are you puffing on a raft?
Someone else is on.
Are you puffing on a raft? Tell us the truth.
Yeah.
I just want to have bedtime story with Penthouse. A happy ending from the maid.
A bedtime story from Penthouse. Huh? Those are the nice ones. Penthouse is the classy one.
I like the man in them.
Yeah. Anyway, the dead isn't too happy, guys. You guys are making fun of him. I'm just saying, I'm hearing rumors of the dead. He just sent me 8 periods in a row as a message. As a message. What's that?
He's a good dude.
What do you make out of that? And let me count that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's 9. 9 periods in a row is all I got.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
He's a good pranker, and we're good to have him.
Exactly.
Carlos,
I mean, we're glad to have him. I'm fucked up.
My understanding, 8 periods means I hate you, I never want to talk to you again. 9 means
everything's
cool, we're all good, I'll be back later. You know, there's a whole big difference between 8 and 9 periods.
I think so, too, yeah. So,
yeah, so we're all right.
It's a very dangerous form of communication. Well, let me send him 3.
Talking.
Let me send him 2 back.
Like,
what's
two, yeah, two is
that
I love
peace.
You.
You know
yeah.
what?
Peace
in honor of
prosper.
The dead, yeah. I'm going to go on and prank everybody with his voice tonight.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No. We can't do that. No, no.
That's a perfect way to honor
No, no. Reclude, you're a very volatile guest, and that's why we love you on here, because you get us ratings. Because I'll tell you, we're having the best numbers you've ever had before. We got 34 people listening on PCU, and we have 5 people on the secret server.
Already?
Yeah, already. Exactly. Well, yeah, it's not even 10 o'clock, though.
Damn.
I guess. What'd you do?
Don't worry about
nothing?
It.
Nothing? What'd you do?
Don't worry about
all
it.
All right. You have stuff in your... Okay, I see what you got in here. Okay.
Yeah, you're on the dead. Yeah.
Yes, the dead. You're on. The dead's in, apparently. If not, he needs to disconnect and try to reconnect. The dead. Anyway.
Well, I heard a beep, so I think somebody's just come in.
Yeah, anyway. Well, they're not talking, so... We'll continue this as long as we can. Hang on, guys. Okay. So, yeah, the website for the show is madhouselive.com. This is always organized, man. We never end up starting up like a normal show till like 10:30 anyway.
I hear the dead back there. The dead, how are you doing?
Hello.
I don't think that's the dead, man.
That sounds like somebody else.
I don't
that
think
sounds that's like
Quanky. It sounds like Prank
Master. You.
Oh, God.
How did Prank Master
you
get
you going
up?
To make a prank?
He just did. Prankmas is always in, man. He never goes away. Anyway, we'll talk about more about that later. But here, what I'm trying to get at, Lonesome Loser in the chat room, our guaranteed confirmer, great guy.
Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, he is saying... Oh, no, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 7 periods from the dead.
Oh, that's good. That's
right. Good? 7's okay. So 8's the bad one, then.
Yeah.
Okay. 13 would be he's going to kill me, right?
It's time of the month.
Yeah. So he has a heavy period. The numbers I got here, I've got, okay, from the beginning, we got Donna and Darwin Dump, we have Harry and Patricia Dump, we have Clifford Raw, we have Raymond Raw, we have Billy Crystal in Idaho, we have Bobby and Robin Williams, we also have, in Akron City, Ohio, we have Junk Cars and High Weeds, Nooses Complaints, Dog Bite Reporting, and an old lady answered.
Yeah, I used to live there.
Yeah, in Akron?
Rubber City.
Yeah. Rubber City. Is that for condoms or tires?
Rubber City.
Yeah.
No, Firestone and shit.
Oh, they're out of there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where all the degenerates make tires.
The dead left our conference. Now he's calling back.
I think they blow him up by hand,
too.
Don't
be a fucking ass.
He's cool. Hang on.
Yeah.
Don't be me.
He'll be right with us. All right, anyway, we also have the weed doctor in New Jersey, and we have the weed man in California. So
yes, we're going to call.
Exactly.
Try the weed man and ask him for some blow.
Exactly.
So you want to get stoned tonight.
Okay.
Hey, fuck it, right. Mate.
Hey. All right. What else I'm trying to say? Yeah, if you want to submit your numbers to us, either get in the chat room if you can't make it. There's plenty of room in there, of course. You can also get us on Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. Again, AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Yahoo Instant Messenger, you want to hit us up at Madhouse PCU Radio. And if you're using MSN Messenger, you want to use Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. That's that. So let's get started, eh? Who we got up here? Let's call the Junk Cars, Highways, Nuisance Complaints, and Dog Bite Reporting. I seriously can't believe that's a business. Like, it's just for people to complain about
Akron,
their neighbors.
That's all it's listed as?
Yeah, it's Akron City, and I got that, and some old lady answered it about a half hour ago, so she should still
Oh, hells yes.
All right, well, let's do it. Let's see if I can figure this out here. All right, folks, we'll keep listening. It's now just about 10 p.m. Eastern on Thursday the 19th, and we're coming at you with the first call. We'll be right back after this. One moment, please.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. On the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with the tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the
beautiful. 311 contact center, may I help you?
Yeah, what do you say there, ma'am? Is this where I can call about dog bites and whatnot?
Not necessarily a dog bite. Are you reporting one, or
I'm reporting
you're asking about one?
I'm reporting a very large, obnoxious dog who snarls and stuff at me, and it's horrible, and then...
Okay. Stop for a moment.
The neighbors
what
are,
you're describing to me is not what you just asked, so
well,
I need
a,
to know so I can direct you where it should be.
Oh, okay. So you can't help me? What's going on?
No, what I'm asking you is you're speaking about a dog bite.
No,
did
not
it
a bite.
Already occur?
What, ma'am, please don't be rude to me. I pay taxes here just like you do, and I pay your salary.
Sir,
ma'am,
I need
please.
To know, are you talking about a dog
Jesus.
Bite?
No, just listen. No bite. N-O-B-I-T-E. No bite. Just a dog who's a nuisance, and they have high weeds, and they have this car that hasn't been running for 2 years in the middle of their lawn, like right in the middle, not even parked straight, it's just in there, and the door's been open for 2 years now, and the dog is inside, chained up inside, and he just barks and 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 barks. He barks.
Sir, I cannot assist you unless you allow me to ask you questions.
Go ahead.
Number one. The house, is it vacant?
No.
There are people living in the house at
this
time with the dog.
Yes, and they're white people.
Stop for a moment. Let me ask you another question.
They're dirty white people.
Sir.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Please.
I need from you the address. Do you know the name of the people who live there?
Yes, I do. Can
I
give
the address.
It? Can we talk faster than this, please?
Sir, if you wish for me to assist you, I'll be more than happy. But if you cannot answer my questions, I will end this call.
Hey, listen. Listen, woman.
No, hang on.
Listen, I don't need to give my nephew at 325 North Exchange Street.
Hang on. My cousin's going to explain this to you a little better, okay? Because obviously you don't like me. Right, hang on. All right, go ahead,
Hello?
John.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to... I got them dogs running around. You guys got a car?
I can't hear you, sir. Please say again.
Send my mail. Okay, can you hear me now?
I can't hear you. Please say again.
Hey, Aunt Jemima, open your fucking ears.
One phone,
ruining my goddamn show.
Apparently you have a phone that's a cell phone and a landline.
All right, well, I'm back.
No, I have a fucking vampire up my ass.
Hang on. David's
okay, the information you gave me is for three different requests.
Right.
So I need to know what's going on right now so I know where to direct the service request.
Okay,
that's why I'm asking you questions the way I am.
Okay, let's clear our minds, clear our minds, clear our minds, clear our minds, okay? You're clear with me? Clear. Okay, let's start from the beginning. My name is Jack Valente.
The address that you're speaking about.
Yes, exactly. At the address that I'm speaking about, there are...
What's the address?
There are high
325
weeds...
325 North Exchange Street, goddammit!
There are high weeds there.
Okay, that's fine. But I need to know the address so I can... Put
you don't want to work, do you?
Request.
You just want to sit on your black ass, don't you?
It's 2005. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll spell the rest. H-I-G.
You motherfucker.
H-W-E-E-D-S-I-N. T-H-E.
Okay, sir, if this is an actual service request, then I can help you, but what you're doing here is not helping anybody out.
But I'm telling you the information. Obviously, we can't. I don't know if you need a translator.
Sir.
Listen, lady.
If it is,
we got a lawyer that wants to talk
to
you. Put the lawyer on the line right now.
Hello? Hello there.
Hello, ma'am.
Hang on.
Hello. Yes, I'm the lawyer. Hello there. Ma'am, can I speak to you, please? Hello there.
Sir, if this is an actual call, please give
me... Yes, I'm actually the lawyer representing them two fellows here, but they're dog bites. And actually, I've been listening to the call, and you actually sound very unprofessional. And, I tell you what, if you carry on like that, then you'll
sir,
be up with a lawsuit
much.
On your
have
hands, okay? So I'd like some...
You're goddamn right.
Yeah, some respect from you, please. What is your name, ma'am? I didn't catch it.
Ma'am?
Hello, ma'am?
Please enter your destination number.
Oh, no. She quit. Give her a ring
call
back.
Call that
and
bitch back.
Damn
awesome.
Right, mate. Damn right.
Hey, awesome. Carlito.
What? Yeah, what's up, man?
Put the lawyer on.
Hello, stop for a second.
Yeah.
Hey, Carlito, can you hear me? Am I
yes.
coming in all right?
Yes, yes. Verklood, you got to remember, unless I'm telling you I'm putting my uncle on the line or something like that, they're not going to hear you. So you're actually talking over me and her, actually.
Okay.
I have to hit, like, two buttons in order to make it so you can get hurt, so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's okay. No worries. It's all, we're testing this old technology
out. It's new technology from the future.
Yeah, exactly. I went through time. No.
Carlito, could she hear me okay?
Yeah, she heard you fine.
She hated you.
She didn't hate
you. That fucking lazy fucking...
You drove her crazy.
Something about the British accent gives it validity that he was a lawyer for some reason. You know what I mean? Like,
that's right. I mean business. Scared. I want to sue her off.
Exactly.
I mean, actually, he probably, like, in England, he probably sounds like a common gutter swipe or something.
You think so?
No. Yeah. I can even... Well, I can do a posture accent. Hell. And, something like that, anyway. I'll work on it.
We'll work on it. That's a project to do. Okay, well, I wonder how you guys... I think you guys are fine. Okay, let's continue on and see who else we can call now. Does anyone know what I have to title a page to make the default 404 not found page? I know that. I know that answer.
I have no idea.
I do. I've done it before. I have it, I have it written down here somewhere.
Ligatory.
Yeah. Anyway, so in the chat room we have someone saying, what's happening? Obviously a smoker of weed. Not much here, sir. Because of the name of his name, which I won't give out. I don't give out the AOL names because that's kind of private. You know.
Oh, please do.
Okay. It's, I'm not going to do that. Zolar is talking to me. He said the lady was funny. Who was the... okay. So you got a chat room going here? A private chat? Well, we can't. You gotta be careful with that. Hang on.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to give out. I'm not supposed to give out.
Whoa.
Violation.
That's a chat room to be in.
Yeah, that might be violation. I think this is the VIP chat. I think.
Whoa.
Let's not. Now everybody's like, what's the VIP chat, huh? Now everybody's gonna be pissed.
No, they can't be in it. They can't be in it though. I probably couldn't even get in it.
Yeah, exactly.
They'd be like, no.
Yeah. Well, Nunu's asking me if I'm going to.
He can't
call.
Be in the VIP chat.
Nunu's asking me.
Andy, you have to show your titties.
Yeah. He wants me to show. Call
I'll
George.
I'll chop
to
you in your goddamn turkey neck.
Turkey neck?
Yeah, you know he got turkey neck. He sounds like it, right?
Yeah, he does.
Talking about my,
is it the waddle, you mean?
Talking about my titties. You need to take me out to dinner first.
Hey, Milkman, I don't see you on Google, though. Are you on Google? You're not on Google. Get on Google. That's how we normally communicate in there, man. That's our normal...
I'm on nigga chat.
Milk me.
What the hell? All right. All right, buddy. And my
hey, Carlito.
Yes, yeah, sir. AMD.
I'd just like to say that I'd like to say hello to all the niggas out there.
Whoa.
The niggas? Oh, wow, man.
Well, I don't think black
Yeah, over here in the UK, we like niggas.
Oh.
We sure do bloody hell, governor.
Who's that imitating me?
Well, my Fuck name is you. Actually Eric Johnson, actually, my name is. And we actually, we do talk like that as well. But like all everybody in America thinks that we talk like
Ooh.
The Queen. Well, it is, and it's bloody potatoes in the mold here, that's for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Someone else has joined the chat room, I suppose.
No.
Has joined the conference call. Who do we have on?
I will block them.
That's the dead.
Yeah, man. Wagwan, great Scott in the house.
The dead, how you doing, buddy?
The dead, all right.
The dead, yeah.
No, it's not the dead, everybody. It's is this Great Scott?
Yeah, man. Wagwan, man.
Oh, you made it.
Oh, Great Scott. That sucks. I thought we were going to talk to the dead.
You don't even know who Great Scott is.
I know, but I thought we were going to talk to the dead again.
You don't know how important Great Scott is.
All right.
We want to have...
Great Scott is good, but he may be limited on time. You got any time, brother?
Yeah,
I don't lie on the floor and roll around with incense if you want to ask me that.
All right. All right. Yeah. Milkman completely understands that.
Me not the Chi-Chi man, you know.
Ah, yes, Chi-Chi man. I know what that is. I've heard of that term before. So anyway, so you're do you want to do a call? Are you limited on time? Is that what's going on?
Hello. You gotta get back to your cell.
So whoever just joined the conference is really fucked up.
Oh God!
Oh, the dead is there. I hear him.
The dad's
right. I'm here.
Hey, it's the dead. Yes.
The dead. The microphone got fucked up and my mouth died.
Your mom died. Your mouth.
Your mouth.
His mouth died.
I had to rip.
You had to get a new pet, dude.
Batteries. I have a cordless mouth, so you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's some crazy shit, Dadette.
Yeah, those cordless mice, they go all the time.
You have a big cat, Dadette?
They probably blew a rotor in it.
Dadette, you got incense burning?
No, I don't. I ran out.
Oh, Dadette, you ran out?
Are you covered in
No,
oil?
I didn't. Actually, I didn't run out. I took a 36 piece.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. That's alright.
I look good and get naked.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're
going to
be getting naked, but
nigga.
Yeah. All right, anyway, let's continue. We've got, who do I got available here? I got the weed doctor and I got the weed man.
Carlito. Weed doctor.
Yeah.
The weed man.
Carlito.
Try and score some blow off him.
Do you want to attempt that call, Great Scott, what we have? You want to try the weed man in California?
What? Fill me in. What?
What are you laughing at?
There we go.
Everyone starts breathing at the same time.
Why they call him the weed man?
Everyone's breathing into their mic.
There was a Latina woman who answered there about 30 minutes ago, and it's in California, in Hanford, California.
But why they call him the weed man?
That's what I think you should ask. Yeah. They might fight weeds, or they might, I don't know. That's a good question.
Maybe they have weed.
Oh, so you mean want to tell them that we want to buy some smoke?
Exactly. Tell them you want to buy weed.
We have weed.
Or,
you
can't threaten them.
You can't threaten them.
I just want to threaten everybody.
We had to weed, you fucking idiot.
No, we're going to tell them.
It's the dead back there all angry.
I'm going to tell them we need to get some weed. We're coming through now. We're going to come knock on his door to pick up some weed.
All right, no, good.
And we need to get stoned, yes, because, well, just say it's it's an urgent.
They're gonna know. I mean, if we're asking for weed,
but we need to get wasted. Yeah,
a British guy, a Jamaican, and a zombie. We want
and a zombie, and Bruno zombie. Vega does a Spanish guy, and then I'm multi-generous, whatever the hell I am. There you go.
Nigga tree.
I got my incense burning.
You do that. Good luck with that.
When I call, so when I call, I'm gonna ask for the weed man.
The weed man, yeah, the weed man. Awesome.
Yeah,
right.
Mom, we gotta ask for the weed man. See what I'm about.
You got it. We'll be right back, everybody, with the next call. Great Scott, as a guest, it's now 10:12. We're calling the weed man in California. We'll be right back after this.
Can't touch this, nigga.
I have my
authorization code now. Have sufficient funds to make this call. Message 49.
Hello.
What? Boom.
That sucks.
Man, got to be
fucking it up.
Alright, we got a horrible echo. What's going on? Did we run out of phone juice? This is 8
million. Ooh. Listen to me.
Please enter your authorization code now. You do not have sufficient funds to make this call.
All right, Milkman.
Bitch, please.
We're going to need a new phone card number.
Okay. All right, I'll send you a card here. All
right, because I didn't bring up the one that I bought today, unfortunately.
All right, hold on.
My bad.
It's going to come to you in AIM, okay?
Okay. Anyway, yes. So nobody else has sent me any private numbers yet, but we got Saigon in the chat room. He's very... controversial Saigon.
Yeah, he's a fucking cunt.
He's got
yeah,
me.
My gun sucks.
It's
fucking
in the
Ben.
Look,
he says.
All right.
Yeah, man,
Ben,
I like that. Shotgun.
Right.
Ben, he's a swanny.
Ben
Saigon.
Ben Saigon. Alright, enough about Saigon. Jesus Christ, there's no control here.
That's hilarious. Come on there, Rain Man.
I'll hold him on with the English accent.
Dead,
that is me.
Dad, shut up for a second. Go ahead. Dad, why do you hate Saigon?
Calm down. I am the man with the English.
Wagwan, Englishman.
What's that?
Bloody fuck.
What's that, boy?
Ben,
well, how the devil are you
shit.
Doing then? I'm very spiffing at the moment, and it's very, very, very entertaining in this predicament of the world. So there you go. That's as posh as my accent gets, you know, apart from the Welshness.
Yeah, man, you know, Jamaicans and English get along good,
you people calling us
oh,
say,
damn right, mate,
stop.
Damn right. I got a lot of Jamaican friends, and they're quite good because they come down here for a smoke now and again. So
you're in a madhouse. Hello.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what's up, Milkman? How you doing, man?
All right, I can't aim this thing to you, so I was just going to give you over the air, but I guess I'm going to be on air with it.
Well, you know what? No one's going to know. Just give me the PIN number. Who cares, dude?
Okay, but it's a different card this time.
We got a problem then. We got a problem. What's wrong? You can't send me a message? Is that what's going on?
I'm not able to get in right now, man.
You're not able to get in right now. That's not good.
I'm trying the chat room.
Send it to me in a private message in the chat room. You're in the chat room, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that, man. I'll send the message in.
Okay. Did he hang up? I guess he did.
Well, as usual, I don't know what the hell's going on.
That was the best call-in.
That was the best call-in
ever.
Yeah, of 2006 so far was that one. Wow.
Ben
and Reckless in the way too many.
Got right to the point that he didn't know.
Exactly.
And then, you know, he said he apologized for being as dumb as he is.
Yeah. Anyway, well, let's try to get something going on here.
Hopefully he'll fix this stupid
prank.
Well, we can't until we get a phone card. And I bought a phone card today, and it's the left end of my freaking car. And you're still on. You're still on speakers.
Man.
Jesus Christ, you're still on the speakers, aren't you?
Yeah.
So,
I know.
You just don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck. You don't care.
Don't fuck with me.
You don't care, Dad.
Everyone.
Dad, you don't care.
I don't got no headphones.
You don't care.
Everyone.
I don't got no headphones.
Fuck you.
Hey man, you with the Madhouse Live crew right here with your host Carlito and Coast, Milkman,
I don't
the
get
sidekick
some
Andy, and the man without
go
the headset,
get a,
the dead.
Why don't you have fucking headphones?
Yeah.
You go get a stereo dildo.
Oh, go fuck yourself, recluse, you fucking asshole.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Why I need to buy some headsets, man?
Yeah. Why can't the dad put his helmet on and walk to the store and get a new
a
headset?
PayPal, you $7, you fucking prick.
Alright, guys, we're going to have to regroup here. The dad's not working out because he's over there.
The short bus doesn't go to Best Buy.
Yeah. I do anything, you asshole.
Yeah. The short bus doesn't go
fuck you, reclude.
The short bus only goes to the supermarket.
That's all I can get. When they get headphones at the supermarket. Alright, Milkman, what's your status? Anything yet? He's not even talking right now.
That's when he's
yes,
the best.
Trying to fucking.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Trying to message you.
I'm trying to fucking message.
Send me a message, Carlito.
Message. MSG. MSG. You know, if I have to call a break and go to get the damn phone card, I will, dude.
Okay, I got it that time. Hold on.
Great.
I was asleep.
Some guy tells me he has a card for me.
It's probably if you call
it's a
it.
Joke.
If you call it, your phone will explode.
You have been signed up for it.
Oh, what the fuck, man? Okay, wait a minute. What am I doing here? I can set it on Gizmo. Fuck is ancient.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Sorry.
Right.
I'm really.
I don't know what's
going wrong with you.
Not feeling well here. Okay.
Not feeling well.
Hey, send me an IM on AIM. Okay.
All right.
To
hey,
make
listen,
me
listen.
Funny.
While you figure that out, we're gonna. I got a backup here. Los and Loser sending me a phone card so we can move on.
Recruit makes me pre cum.
Right.
Fuck you.
Well,
I don't know what.
Like pre-cum?
Oh, Reclute so. Makes me pre-cum.
Oh, Reclute makes you.
Windows. To make a call using a local access number and to
I'm touching my asshole right now.
Shimon in the house, the dead.
My asshole feels so meaty.
That's invalid PIN number.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Please re-enter.
Not what y'all did, y'all super freaking on.
My fingers stink now.
Call followed by the pound key.
Alright, the weed man, you ready? Scott.
Yeah, man, you ready?
Alright. Fuck you.
Dead, don't talk, man.
You have 50 minutes remaining. All circuits are busy now.
What?
To make another call, please dial the next number. Please press star pound to redial.
All right, hang on.
Don't talk, recluse.
All right, we're gonna have to do some. I'm not even on there. We're gonna have to do some major restructuring here. Because nothing is working out. We have way too many people on conference. So we're actually going to take a musical break real quick. We're going to take a musical break real quick while I fix something, and we'll be right back. Great Scott.
All right, Dan.
We're going to send you a new number. Okay. All right. Look, man, get Great Scott.
And, I'm going to the backup line.
Okay.
So, wow, the backup line.
You got backup chat. Go to the backup chat number.
All right. There,
the backup
chat.
Chat.
Okay, bye-bye.
Whatever. Meet you there. Bye.
I imagine him breaking a little glass window right now and then like getting like a piece of paper that's got the address written on it.
Yeah, is that what it is? So I'm sorry, folks, but the dead is just either really drunk or he's out of it or whatever the heck's going on. But
he's touching his butthole.
He's doing something and he won't stop talking. So we're gonna have to
kill him.
Redo stuff. Hello there. Who do I have?
Okay, you got right. Man.
Good. That was very quick and done. Now, if you can get right. that to Scott, I'll get it to Reclute, and we'll move on here.
Yeah. Reclute has it, but I'm going to send it to him anyway. I'm going to get Grace on here now. He should have it, too. All
right, who's this?
Hey.
Okay, I'm almost talking. Great.
It make me feel...
This is Reclute again. Reclute, behave yourself.
Yeah.
Not everybody's cutting out. I'm gonna have to kill everything, I think, here in a second. This is not working out. Anyway, let me fix the phone card. I'm going to put the new phone card in. We'll get back to some calls. Hang on, everybody.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a sweet tooth. That's where you're going to need a root canal. Involved in nice, clean, decent women. Lay it on, pay close attention. She put that sugar on my song. She's gonna give me some. She put it right there on my song. She put it right there on my song. She turns me on like no other. And give me some of your butter pecan. Put it right there on the tip of my tongue. Hold it right here. Cause baby, if I bite you, I bet you'll like it. A hell of a flavor for me with strawberry, two cherries, and whipped cream. The best dreams are the wet dreams, and the rest is just a flick without a sex scene. Orally, I speak the truth, cause the black of the
great God, welcome back.
Georgia peaches, when they nice and ripe, they the best for eating. All southern boys be craving for slice of pie after they made
it. I'm on the game for it. I came for it. I got a thing for you that I can't ignore. Guys, sound good.
Just get with me.
Louisiana to Sicily, and she wanted it all night. So put the balls in the tub and load up. She needs
Yes, it is. Oh!
If you'd like to make
make a fun of me.
The dead's upset. He said, damn me.
Where is he from?
He is from Mongolia.
Texas.
No, he's from where the hell is he from?
Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, that's
sorry, Chicago.
Now I'm back
your PIN number. Your balance has been completely used. To make a domestic collect call within the United States.
This is great. This is beautiful. Milkman, that doesn't work.
That car, I got another one.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, Scott. I'm sorry, Recluse. This is horrible. So we're just here playing music and shit. Anyway. Great Scott.
Yeah, man.
How long you been doing the voice for, the Jamaican voice? Like, how did you perfect it? Did you learn by listening
I thought that was his real voice.
No, he's actually a white dude.
Yeah, man, let me tell you something.
I thought he was just a Jamaican guy and a Jamaica. White Jamaican.
Me I go to Jamaica 2-3 times a year. Me have a lot of bridge on there and spend a lot of time, you know?
I see.
Me have flex with a lot of people there, you know?
Have you been with a lot of Jamaican women?
I mean, we knew you were going to say that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just asking if you would have dared to. Not dared to, I'm saying. Would you have apprehension?
No, man. I mean, like the uptown girls, the real light-skinned ones, you know? The ones from Kingston.
Right. Okay. They're like more light-skinned, so they're more... Okay, I gotcha. What is
them
it?
They look white, almost white-skinned, you know?
Yeah. What Hotel Rwanda, what were the cockroaches? Were the... Remember? There were two of them.
I never saw Hotel Rwanda.
Yeah, you never see Hotel Rwanda.
No.
Yeah, there was the difference if you were lighter skinned or darker skinned, you hate each other.
Yeah, man, you're breaking up a little bit.
Oh no, I am. No. Well, it sounds good. Anyway, the dead is trying to find us, and I hope he doesn't. Because the only problem, not that I hate the dead, but he was just misbehaving and stuff, you know.
I like him. I think he's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, Milkman, what's up with the phone card? Come on, man. Can't find
I didn't have one ready here because I thought she was going to use your card.
All right. Hang on. I forgot it. All right. Hang on. We're going to have to take a break. It's already 10:30 anyway. Hang on. I'll go get the phone card. I'll program it and we'll do it ourselves. Don't worry about it, man. We got it. I told you myself. Matter of fact, it's my fault because I said I was going to provide the phone card. So I didn't bring it with me. So, all right, guys. Who we got? Reclude and Great Scott. You guys okay waiting here where I take a quick break and... fix everything?
I think, is he in the room yet?
I don't know.
What happened to the Englishman?
I'm here. Don't worry.
All right, you're there also. Good.
Where are you from?
I just got back in. Well, I am from a place called... Well, I live in Devon, like I said earlier. Devon in Torquay, but I'm from Wales, a place called Caldicot originally.
Wales?
I love the accent. A wicked accent, man.
Yeah, it is. Just like yours. It's great, Scott. It's a very good thing to have. Accents are important. I lost mine. Yeah. I never had an accent, and I'm Puerto Rican. I never had an accent, but hey, I digress.
Well, I can do my very posh accent. It's like, oh, hello, how the devil are you? You know, so it's all spiffing here, and, you know, and everything's top of the morning.
Right.
I don't talk like that, really, you know.
Yeah.
But,
come on. Say something with the R in there, like great. You know what I'm saying? Great.
What, in Welsh or English?
You know, then say it's great.
I didn't have one friend here because I thought she was going to use your card.
I forgot it. All right, hang on. We're going to have to take a break. It's already 10:30 anyway. Okay. Hang on. I'll go get the phone card. I'll program it and we'll do it ourselves. Don't worry about it, man. We got it. I told you myself. Matter of fact, it's my fault because I said I was... Zolar?
Oh, he's Zolar.
Yes, I am.
How you doing, man?
Alright,
I'm here. What? Now Zolar's in the chat. Great. Well, the only problem is Zolar, your sound is you're broadcasting in stereo mix. Hello. No, I don't have them. Okay.
I'm here. I'll fix that. I'll fix it.
Cool. Fix that. I'm about to take a break, so if you don't mind holding. Okay, so we got Zolar on the line, Milkman, Stan on the line, of course, Great Scott, and we have Reclude, I suppose, and we have AMD also. So we're going to try to regroup.
I am right.
Goddamn. Yeah, all right. Well, PCU power. All right, Great Scott, this is for you. If it'll start. There we go.
This is the weed man.
Well, something for you. We'll be right back, everybody. It's now 10:30. Give us about 5 minutes, and I'll be back, and we'll move on forward and regroup. We'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned for more Madhouse right after this.
How do I fix that?
That was Damian Marley I just heard. Zola, you there?
Yeah, how do you feel?
Hey, fuck you, man! Who put this thing together? Me! That fool!
Oh, oh.
Break right now, man, because you're going to be your first stop.
Yeah, I'm cool.
You safe, man.
So why are you not waiting for me, Cassie?
Forget the break structure. Come on, guys. Good. There I am. No, here I am. What's up, everybody? We're back. I think I got it figured out now.
Everything's perfect.
Everything's copacetic. Who do we have on the... Let's get the conference room down and packed so we don't have to stop anymore. Now, we got Great Scott on the line, I know, of course.
Everybody loves Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. All right. Reclude, are you present?
Hell. Oh, yes.
All right. Yeah. And then AMD, are you present?
I sure am reading you loud and clear.
AMD so far is...
This is the police inside your apartment.
Yeah, neighborhood we live in. You hear them cops?
I don't ever... Dude, where I live in Winter Springs, dude, no police ever. They keep my neighborhood on lock.
Yeah, because they're busy pulling people over down Tuscarawas, and all they do, they always search your car when you get pulled over.
Yeah, look what happened. Why them?
Always stressing.
Them catch me with a little spliff and lock me up, man.
Exactly.
For 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days? Wow.
If you got pulled over, man, you wouldn't talk like that.
If you got pulled over, you'd be in your normal voice, man. Scott, come on now. Anyway. What else we got going on? Milkman, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes,
great.
Sir. We're doing good,
awesome.
Man. And the party room got a little bit crowded, man. We're bumping some heads,
yeah.
And we're ready to roll, man.
Okay. And who else? Anybody else here that I should know about before we continue?
Zolar.
Zolar. What's up, Zolar? How you doing?
Zolar was in the room. Zolar, are you still here?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. You're coming in. Great. All right, good. Zolar, well, it's good to hear you. And you're going to be on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Is that your status so far? Are you looking good?
That's correct. My show will be at 10 p.m. tomorrow here on PCU.
Right.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Zolar in the house.
Zolar in the house. Oh, little applause for Zolar. I'm sorry. Applause for everybody. All of you, give yourself a round of applause. Rec Dude, go ahead and clap over there.
Fuck it.
And the dead, we've had the dead in and out tonight. The dead, how you doing? Is he there?
No,
the dead. All right.
We lost the dead. Okay, everybody. The dead was having little problems with his audio.
Yeah.
It feeds back to the speakers, and we require a headphone for our show.
That's right.
So tonight we can't have the dead back on, but he'll be back on soon.
Perhaps in the future, if he can afford a headset, headphones.
And yeah. Really thanks a lot for trying, though. Like, thanks a lot for trying.
You can get that at the dollar store. You get a pair of headphones.
He's going to the fucking.
I know that, but he's got incense, and he's got to burn the incense.
I'm saying,
and, you know,
he's got his
on the
mom
floor first. And
he listen. Cool. He's got his mom and a home and shit. That means he's got some kind of bread.
Hey, he's got priorities. He's got priorities.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, listen, man. We got Great Scott here. He's ready to call, man.
Yeah, we need to call
he's
the weed man.
He's got a big blunt he just handed to me.
Oh, well, great. Awesome.
He wants some information on the weed mons.
The weed mons.
So set him up and turn him loose.
Okay. Well, yeah, the weed man, as I said, all we have is a weed man. I'm guessing maybe this person kills weeds or something. I don't know exactly what
any
they
location.
With. In California.
Where I get your number from?
We got it from Lonesome Lose. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's a very great contributor here. He confirms a lot of numbers for us on a nightly basis. And thank
and
you,
we gotta tell him. We gotta tell him his neighbor told me to call him up to get some weed from him.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and that was a Latina woman answer. So maybe you can hit on her too, and you know, give her some of that.
He's a weed man.
Yeah, man.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, man. All right. Well, we'll be right back with that, everybody. If I can find the correct song to go to. Yeah, we're going to try this one more time, so keep your fingers crossed and pray.
Yeah.
Pray to God that this works.
Yay!
There you go.
Hey, Zolar.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You're ready. You can put on your that great accent you do. The drunken one.
Yeah. Oh, you're not getting love because I've been drinking all night, you know.
Yeah, man, if me get loose with this man, me gonna say me have my Irish brother here and him wanna have some weed and him getting him getting real drunk and he getting pissed off and he gonna kill somebody if him don't get no weed.
That's right, you know, if I don't get no weed.
Hey, yo, wanna hear a bomb?
Shit, man.
For English, class 1. Try to find under your peers. Your balance is $5. Please enter the number you wish to call. You have 500 minutes.
I got a good idea. Oh, this is gonna be funny. I got a good idea.
Banda mexicana de lunes a jueves 10 a 7, viernes de 10 a 3, sábado de 10 a 3.
What the fuck kind of language is that?
Not the answering machine there.
That was a language?
I think it was retarded.
Yeah, that's retarded.
Yeah,
Hang on, we'll try the weed doctor then. I guess we took too long to call him.
Yeah, I can call a weed doctor and tell him that I grew ganja in my backyard, a lack of weed, and them gonna come lock me up and need to get rid of the weed. Can them come and get rid of the weed?
Tell
too much
your,
weed.
Tell him your babies are dying.
Let me hit a ball for you.
Hey man, I don't give a fuck about the food.
I could tell him if you want, I could smoke some weed with him while I cut the weed away.
I got to keep on pushing. Hell yeah, man.
It's a weed doctor.
For English, press 1. Para español, marca el 2. Please enter your balance is $4.98. For the number you wish to
Alright, dude. This guy.
You have 497 minutes.
Alright, this is in New Jersey, Princeton, New Jersey, the weed doctor.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please try your call again later.
Nothing works. This is great. Well, Scott, I have Big Butt Mining in Virginia. That was confirmed about 30 minutes ago. We can try that.
Big Butt Mining?
Big Butt Mining. In Richlands, Virginia.
Boom, boom, baby, boom, boom.
You know the great thing is this place. The city is Mudlick, apparently. Is
Big
what it says.
Butt
mining and
mining
in Mudlick.
Zolar, man, you do that one.
Fun.
My cell phone's ringing. My cell phone's ringing. Zolar, do that one.
I'm here. I'm ready.
All right, y'all do ready.
And 98 cents. Please enter the.
Okay.
I found the fucking new car.
You have 487 minutes.
Maybe that'll save us. Big Butt Mining, Zolar.
Okie doke. Where are they located?
Virginia.
New Jersey.
No, Virginia.
You have reached the Kelly's residence. Please leave your name and number.
Sigh. This sucks. Okay. What else do we have? Nothing's working at all. This is great. No, none of the numbers are working or anything.
Okay, I got one from the warrior. He said it's confirmed.
Is
I don't know. I never used his number.
The ultimate warrior?
It's in Gizmo.
Okay, Danielle, an ex-girlfriend in Colorado?
That's the one, yeah. So I hope it's a good one.
I hope so. We need to do a prank at least. We've had one good prank and nothing else except for failure. Anybody want to take that one?
I don't mind doing it.
Yeah. AMD's going to call Danielle, the ex-girlfriend in Colorado. Okay, let's try it. Hang on, everybody.
Shine on the deck in the TV screen. Ride with a new chick, she like cola. Next to the PlayStation controller. Is a full color band, my send a jacker into a coma. Girl, you ain't on crazy like crazy. Bone just trying to bone, ain't trying to have no babies. Ride clean and scout, so I pull in ladies. Laws are patrolling, you know they hate me. Music turn all the way up into the maximum. I can speak this
try to jack for some, but we packing something that we'll be half of them. We'll have a locked up in the maximum security cell. I'm gripping old music loud and I'm tipping slow. Twin steady twisting like hit this dough. Behind and it's in his throat. The windows down, gotta stop pollution. City changed, like who was that producing? That's the plan skills when we out and cruising. Got warrants in every city except Houston, but I still ain't losing. They see me rolling, they hating.
Para mensajes en español, marque asterisco 1. Dollar, please enter your destination number now. First ballot will allow you to talk for 9 hours, 10 minutes, 36 seconds.
Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or posters.
When did she start doing that? AMD, this is Danielle in Colorado.
Okay, right, I'm ready, it's okay.
Hello?
Hi there, is Danielle there?
Huh?
Danielle, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, hi there, how you doing? It's me, Eric. You remember me for the other night?
What?
Hello, Danielle, is that you, Danielle?
What?
You give, yeah, hello, yeah, you give me your number the other day. You asked me to give you a ring. It's me, my name's Eric, I'm, you know, from the UK, remember? We was sat having a drink in the bar the other day. And you asked me to give you a call, you know, see, you know, like I say, we met you in a club. And you were quite drunk at the time, that's why, you know, I thought I'd give you a ring back now. And you was really horny. You know, you okay there? Do you remember me, Eric? Danielle?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you wanted to get with me, you remember that? The other day, I think it was about last week sometime. You okay there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right then. You know, you do remember me, don't you, Eric?
You're so dumb, Danielle.
Exactly, Danielle. You know, the English guy.
Yeah.
So what you been doing then, anyway? We've met too. You been okay?
Danielle's fine. Danielle's fine. She's over here right now. We're cool.
No, that's all right.
Who the hell is this?
What are you doing tonight, Danielle?
Yeah, what are you doing tonight, Danielle?
Who the hell is this?
Scott was. Hey, Scott, why don't you say something to Danielle real quick?
Who's Scott?
Yeah, exactly. I got my mate down here, so, you know, we'll ring
it
up and see how you're doing. You know, because I tell you what, the other night, you know, you really looked hot
this?
To me. And, you know, I just, you know, like I said, I want to give you a ring
this
and see what you're doing tonight, because you can come down here and we're going to get drunk, I tell you.
Yeah.
You know, you up for that or what, Danielle?
Very Randy.
Who is this?
Yeah, it's me. How you doing, Danielle?
Who's me?
Amigo.
Who's Amigo?
You should be that night, do you remember?
Yeah.
Danielle,
no?
How much did you have to drink? You know, you kind of been that drunk.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Come on. Get your head out of your ass.
Who
exactly.
Is this? Yeah. See, do something funny or something. Come on, Danielle.
Who is this?
Whatever. This is whoever I say it is. If I want to say my name is Scott, my name is Scott. I can turn into a Jamaican man.
Who is this? This shit ain't fucking funny. Who is this?
What do you mean? It's hilarious to me. Because you're kind
of... Yeah, I'm Eric. Danielle,
Eric.
I can't believe you cannot remember who I am. Because it's really bad. You said you'd come down to my place, my apartment I've got in America.
Yep.
And, you know, you said that you want to come down and have sex. You know, so I'm ringing you up now, and you can't even remember my name. So that's not very nice, is it?
Who is this?
I told you, I'm Eric. You know, he's drunk right now. Because, you know, you stand it, because you can't remember my name. You know, it's me, Eric. Eric Johnson. Do you remember me?
No,
you
know, I don't.
I had the blonde hair, the big ears, and the moustache.
No, I don't.
And you cracked the joke about the you know, the clip tickler. You know,
who
what am I supposed to do?
Who are you? How do you know me?
Hey, come on now. You really upset me now. So, you know, do you want to meet me or what? Because, you know, like you said, you planned for a good night of, you know, some rumpy pumpy.
How do
like
you
I
know
said
me?
You are. What do you mean, how I don't know you? Because you give me your number. I'm just ringing you now because I really want you to come down, you know, and it is Danielle, isn't it? You're not one of her friends, like, you know, pretend to be somebody else, is it?
Who the fuck is this? This shit ain't cool.
I told you. Have you been taking any drugs
tonight?
Because he sounds like it. Because you keep asking what my name. I told you. My name is Eric Johnson, and I'm from the UK, and I come down to the US, and I met you, and you wanted. You what?
How the fuck do you know me?
I told you, you give me your number, and you said to call you because you was horny and you wanted some in action. And I'm ringing you now, like, see if you want to come out for a couple of beers, you know, and, well, you know, have some sex. So, you know, what can I say, you know? Come on, Danielle, you please. You wasn't that drunk, was you? Because, you know, it's a little bit upsetting for me because, you know, you were a very good looking bird, you know. And I'm ringing you now, and you don't want to know me. That's not very nice.
How do you know me?
Danielle, what drugs have you taken tonight? Please tell me, because I'm really worried about you now.
Who the hell are you?
Danielle, what have you taken tonight? You haven't taken any drugs, have you? Or have you drunk? Because you can't remember me at all, and it's really upsetting. Now, please.
Okay, I don't remember you because I've never met you.
You have met me.
I have
not. And you've met me in the club. But you told me you loved me.
What club? I've never been to a club. What club?
The club by you, and you told me you told me I loved you, and you loved me, and I told you I'd love you too. And you cannot remember my name. You know, Danielle, you just really hurt me. Please, meet me now for a drink.
And let's
just go.
I'm the father.
Get drunk.
I'm the father.
My mates were there. My mates were there. Would you like
Father, my name is Father McQuarters.
Exactly. He was there with us. Do you remember that, Robbie?
I'm here to do the wedding.
What wedding?
The wedding for you and my friend.
Eric Johnson.
What?
Brother Johnson. It's been arranged.
It has not been arranged.
Yes.
How do you know me? What the fuck? What do you know? What?
The best man is on the phone somewhere else, too. We're doing a wedding by conference call. I'm the priest. My name is Father McQuarters. And Eric Johnson has won the Who Wants to Marry an American game show, and he's here to marry you. We're going to do it all over the phone, all legit.
Exactly.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How do you know me? What the fuck? I'm getting punked, ain't I?
Danielle,
I can't believe that you've just showed me up in front of my friends because you said you love me and you really was all over me. And I said, I'll tell you what, Danielle, let me give you a ring and we'll go and have sex. And
ma'am, real quickly, what you need to understand is that if you don't agree to marry him, his family would not be released out of captivity.
What the fuck?
That's the game show. He won freedom for his American freedom for his family, but only if he can have an American woman marry him over the phone with me, the priest. I'm the host of the show. My name is Father McQuarters. I'm not a real priest, but I play one on TV. And so there it is. So do you want us to tell this fine British man that he won't be able to become an American? Because he can't marry you, and thus his family will not be released from captivity.
Like
no.
I say, Danielle, it would mean a lot to me if I could just not be an illegal immigrant in America, because I really do need
hell?
To get
I
here
don't
with you.
I don't know you. What the hell?
Danielle, please, I promise you.
And how do you know my name?
You know I know you because I have met you in a pub, and like I said, I really need to get into the UK and the US, and you won't let me do it. You're my only hope. My friends are here now, but you know, like I said, I need to marry an American woman, and I promise you, I will make sure every single night that you will not be disappointed.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yes.
So what do you say then, Danielle?
Okay.
You'll do it, yes?
Yes.
Oh, thank God for that. Danielle, you know, you are a star, I tell you. I promise you, and you know, if you don't like walking straight, I promise you, you'll be walking funny for a couple of weeks, right? Or maybe every day, because I promise you, this is like I say, I'll do it in return for you, because I need to get into the US. Do you understand that, Danny?
Danny.
Okay, Reverend, will you perform the ceremony,
okay.
Please? Yeah, so, right. do you, Danielle, t- take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband? Yeah.
We've got to do this over the phone.
Oh, it's
so
a conference call.
Married
if,
to you.
If she declines, if she doesn't go through with it, then, sir, your family's not going to be released.
No, I've got all my confidence in Danielle because I know she'll marry me over the phone. All
right.
Okay? Danielle, please.
We just need you to say I do,
this guy now doing it.
Just say I do.
The registered priest.
I do.
All right, great. And, Mr. Johnson, do you take Danielle to be your wife?
I sure do.
All right, if anybody has any reason to object, now would be the time.
Oh, I do.
And who do we have on the line?
Who? She's a dink.
What? Hang on.
She's gone.
What's that?
Between the legs.
All right. I'm sorry. What are you trying to accuse her of? Go ahead.
He's lying.
He's got a big one.
Hold on. This is my wedding now. You're interrupting.
You feel the vagina area. It's big cock.
He's saying she's got a big.
Oh, she's got a big hairy vagina.
She's got a big cock.
Oh, big cock.
Yeah, she's got a big cock.
So she's a man. She's a he. Danielle, do you have a penis?
No.
Yeah, you do.
This is my wedding.
The deal is off, sir. Thank you for trying.
You're my wife now, Danielle.
The deal is off. You can consider your 5-year-old son dead. That's it. It's over.
You just married like a freak.
Yeah. Hey, sorry. The deal's off. You can't marry another man in America.
He's talking crap.
This is America, buddy.
Yes, and I'm now an American citizen.
No, you're not. No, I didn't finish the service.
Gay marriage isn't legal.
No, it's not.
Well, Danielle, where can I move my stuff in? Have you got a big enough house?
She has a big enough vagina for you to put it all in if you want.
I bet her house is pretty loose.
Hey, she's my wife now, so I need to know these things. So, Danielle, how big is your house?
Danielle, even on the line?
Yeah.
Right, that's good.
How's
Danielle,
we must get on with the wedding now, mate.
She's like
we
the
must
Wendy
get on with the wedding.
They're cutting me out of the house right now so I can go to school tomorrow because I'm very fat.
Where are you going for
honeymoon? I'm really fat.
Do you know how old I am? Not old enough to be legally married.
You are old enough to pee.
Old enough for me.
Yes. Well, Danielle, these are the witnesses, these guys here.
They've all witnessed the marriage. I cut the phone.
So I just want to know now, Danielle, AMD. When I can come out your house.
Hey, time out. AMD. It's over. We disconnected it.
We got rid of her finally.
Yeah, it went on for too long.
Mercy killer.
Yeah, but it was under... Mercy kill?
Yeah.
Mercy kill for AMD. Well,
she's too dumb. That's one of the people who are too dumb to pray.
She's
like,
waiting for her damn flowers now. Darn, she's going to be upset.
Okay. Who are you? Wait a minute. Who are you?
That's all she can say.
Hey, wait a minute.
She got fucked and she didn't even get a damn kiss now. What's wrong with this?
Yeah, well, sorry, AMD. Sold you short.
No, I don't have a penis.
All right, so who do we have on the line still? Who's still on with us in the conference? Did everybody leave?
Zolar is still here.
All right, Zolar. Great. Whoa. Okay.
AMD is still here. AMD. Just married as well.
Right. Congratulations. Great
Mr.
Scott, he's still
Johnson.
With us. Great Scott. So I think Great Scott dropped off, didn't he? Yeah.
Probably.
We forgot about him, too. We were going to have him do a call, and I totally passed over. So I feel bad about that, but in the future, perhaps. And then,
well, he handed off to Zolar, and then went to AMD, so I guess Zolar is up for Reclude 1.
Yeah, either Zolar
I would
or
rather see you handed to a nigga.
All right, well.
Great.
Great. How about Zolar? How about you show us your talents?
Zolar is ready to screw somebody up, I can tell. I can hear
it.
Standing by and ready for action, sir.
Very good voice, very good. Crazy 8-Ball Saloon in San Antonio, Texas, just confirmed about 5 minutes ago by a lonesome loser. I also have in Colorado a Clifford Raw, an old foreign-sounding guy, confirmed about 2 hours ago, however. And Billy Crystal, an old woman, answered also earlier, and we have a Bobby and Robin Williams. So
Pick one out at random.
All right, we're gonna put you into the crazy eight ball saloon, okay? Because that was just confirmed about 5 minutes ago, so that should still be good.
And it's where?
It's in San Antonio, Texas.
Crazy eight ball.
Exactly, the crazy eight ball saloon. All right, well, folks, stand in line. We're moving on with the show. It's now 11:03. We'll be right back with Zolar calling the crazy eight ball saloon on the Madhouse.
You have $4. Balance will allow you to talk for 8 hours, 6 minutes, 47 seconds.
Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or poster.
Yeah, whatever. All right, there's Ola.
Yep.
Awesome.
Crazy, hey, may I help you?
Crazy Magic 8-Ball.
Hello?
Crazy Magic 8-Ball?
Yes, is this a Crazy 8-Ball saloon? Damn it. That didn't work.
That was a honky-tonk, man.
Yeah, that didn't work.
There's a lot of noise in there. Maybe they couldn't hear me personally.
Yeah, I think, yeah, the way I have it. Zola, you tell me real quick. How do you got that set up, man?
As far as what?
As far as you can connect your cell phone to the computer. Like, if someone calls you on Gizmo, they hear through the cell phone.
Yeah. I told you. I bought that piece in Radio Shack, believe it or not. It was under $20. Uh-huh. It goes right into the PC and the cell phone. And, of course, then the headphone that would normally go into the cell phone goes into the device you bought from Radio Shack. I'll give you the model number.
Yeah, give me the model number. I'll pick that up tomorrow. If it's under $20, I might be able to afford that for...
Yeah, it's unbelievably fucking simplistic, and it
awesome.
Takes a AA battery. Bing, bang, boom, you got it.
Beautiful. All right, yeah, I'll ask you tomorrow or something like that. We'll have to work on that.
Does it vibrate Zolar also?
No, but I bought one of those beds that you put a quarter in, and that's really cool.
Oh, that's sick. You bought one of those vibrating beds? That is the most piece of shit rip-off in the world, that fucking vibrating bed. You ever seen the mall now? They got those vibrating
Magic
couches
Fingers.
Now?
A guy named Magic Fingers Zolar, but he lives in New Jersey, and he likes little girls.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Zolar, what are your thoughts on what Prankmaster did to Milkman here?
What did he do?
He made Milkman's girlfriend. We're assuming it's a girlfriend, right? He had a girlfriend, right? Milkman had a boyfriend.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, Prankmaster. We won't get too into it because it's very fragile territory. But Prankmaster.
No, go ahead.
Prankmaster
go ahead, yeah.
ruined his relationship. Milkman's relationship with his girlfriend. I believe that's what happened. You think that's something that he was just stupid and accidental him? Do you think he went out intentionally to hurt Milkman to break up his relationship?
In all actuality, I would have to say that Milkman's relationship with his girlfriend must have been volatile to begin with in order for a fucking imbecile like Prankmaster to have any validity in having the breakup happen.
Exactly. True enough.
Imbecile.
Imbecilic. So you okay with that, Milkman? Is that a fair enough assessment?
I'm all right, man. It's all right. I think it's an accurate depiction.
It is an accurate depiction.
You know, and, you know, that weasel would not have been able to get in the hen house if there wasn't somebody to let him in. So it wasn't
me. Okay. All right, well.
What does that mean?
I don't know. when he says stuff like that, like, yeah. The weasels
go in the hen house and steal the egg, okay, in the country, man. So you lock the hen house and steal all your damn eggs.
Wait. Who let the weasel in the hen house then if it wasn't you?
That's what I'm saying, man.
You don't know.
All right, listen, I don't even know what the circumstances were. I missed the whole fucking story.
How many eggs were eaten?
Yeah,
by the weasel.
Okay, I'll just give it to you quick, all right? Zolar's... he started in with the whole pedo thing, and he got Ellie's sympathy, okay, and got her feeling sorry for him and defending him in the chat. And I said, I don't really want to talk about it anymore because, you know, we were not agreeing on PM. I you know how I feel about PM. You know, I did try to help the idiot. You did too, Zolar. We all have. But He refuses to listen. He won't listen to nobody, so... No. I told Elliot I don't want to talk about it, and then that was it. And now everybody hates me over there.
Fuck Elliot.
Alien PM.
There you go, Rickler. Rickler has a great name.
Yeah, whoever that we're against now, fuck them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
I don't know who they are, but, like, you know, don't fuck with Milkman. Like, yeah. You know, Milkman, were you beating it up? Were you peeling it back, Milkman?
No, he wasn't. It was Londis.
Well,
I
tried my best.
Who cares?
I tried my best, but, you know, I mean, you know, Little Weasel got in there for me, man.
You know, Milkman
do you think that Prankmaster peeled it back? Is that what you're saying?
Well, here's the thing, man, okay?
No
I'm not
way.
Qualified, okay?
Wow,
I'm not qualified. I don't have any pedo master qualifications. I could piss on his foot, but that's about the only thing I could really do. So I'm out of my league now.
Okay.
Well, Milkman, listen, you know you're coming to the UK, and I promise you, when you do come down, we are going to have
sex.
Fucking
oh, hoofa.
Milkman, when you come to the UK, bring a lube chump.
Yeah, I'm not Scottish.
So whoever goes, just
now the
just,
women here is the best, mate. The women is
dude,
all of
you guys
of all over the
out.
UK.
Those British women are bland.
Yeah, I think they're kind of ugly. Whenever I see pictures,
I'd punch a British woman in the face.
Yeah,
yeah. Right,
I'd be like,
dude, I'm
telling you,
face.
Man. AMD has live, man, live honeys. He don't play around, man.
Fucking UK is hot bitches, man.
Yeah. Cabbage.
Hot bitches, cabbage. No, you cabbage and hot. Yeah, good cabbage.
Cabbage, fuck cabbage.
Oh, we have a guest caller. Guess who it is, guys? Zolar, I'll let you guess this one.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Dead, you're on the line. Go ahead.
I knew
it's not the Dead.
Hey, the Dead, how you doing, man? What's up?
It's not the Dead.
Hey, the Dead. Oh.
Samuel. Dave. What's up, pedophile? How you
What's
doing?
What's up, the Dead?
I thought we lost you, D.D.
It's not the Dead.
All right.
Hey fatty, shut your mouth.
What do you want, Prankmaster? Make this the last call, please, okay?
Hurry up.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you need? Get it out.
What
hurry
say
up.
Is, I have nothing to do. <right now. laughs>
This is so Bill Clinton 98. I don't know.
Are you the Loch Ness Monster from the Blue Raft?
And secondly, I'm tired of this bullshit lie.
We're drinking
right?
The Blue
I had
Raft.
Nothing to do with
and why don't you kill yourself?
And
hey, go
to
kill yourself.
And his girlfriend.
Is it
go kill yourself.
Tell him to go kill
yourself. Right.
Right now, you fucking faggot.
Yeah. Honestly,
you're the faggot, man.
Would you like to die for us right now?
You're the faggot, man. You're the one that's always stoned 24/7.
Hey, I do that too.
You treat your life like shit. You treat everybody else like shit. Maybe you're the one that's shit. Alright?
Put my foreskin back.
Is that it? Are you done?
The more you know.
Yeah, I am done.
The more you know. Prankmaster, that.
Shut the fuck
Adam,
up, Porky.
Adam, this is the last time you're calling because it's run its course, okay?
I don't care. I'm not saying because I'm defending my lord against your idiotic fake lie.
Okay, look, I've always been neutral, and I let the other people report what's going
fucker.
On.
No, I don't think you have been
Where's
always neutral.
Your
I think you've always been against
baby
it, dude.
Fucker.
Look, dude. Whatever it is, I'm bored with the topic. You need to move on with your life.
Kid fucker.
And I know you might not want to hear it, but. And the only thing I'm saying is to move on with your life. Are you still there?
Well, I did, fucker. I did. Prankmaster is a right dildo. Child fucker.
I'm giving him advice as they yell shit at him in the background. This is great. Kid fucker.
Go cry to Ellie. They
give me a heart. Milkman's
having a dream.
Listen to that.
Wake up, Milkman.
Listen to the hate coming out of Milkman.
Yeah,
Milkman's
just angry.
It.
Yeah, let it out.
No, I didn't
do
it. Don't keep
the
hate I got wee boys.
Milkman.
Oh, no. All
right, hang on.
No remorse.
Milkman.
I heard he hasn't washed his fingers since he fucking fingered that 9-year-old. He hasn't washed his hands.
Yeah, he's probably got black fucking fingernails and everything.
Yeah. That's a huge insult in the UK if you have black fingernails.
UK.
That means that you've been fingering a black girl. It's a very big insult in the UK.
Pick the toilet paper out
they
of your
that,
nasty
mud
pee.
Finger.
Mud finger?
Mud finger.
Yeah, you got the damn mud finger. Anyway.
He sure has.
All right, Zola, what were you saying now? Are you done? That's absolutely the last time that I want to associate Prankmaster with the show. He cannot call in. Prankmaster Adam.
Well, actually, you know, he needed to shave his teeth.
He needs to shave
I also
his
wanted
teeth.
To add that...
yeah, go ahead, Zola.
I also wanted to add that, unlike Carlito, I feel that Prankmaster will be an endless source of material for years to come.
Me too.
No, that's
like
you.
Bowie.
Yeah, I mean, you can run with that, but I'm just annoyed by the guy. He all he does is bring problems. I think, you know, and out of respect to Milkman and just out of annoyance, and I'm tired of him and what
he sells
does.
Guns to kids.
He sells
hey,
guns
Carlito.
To kids too. Yes, Reckley.
Let me say a few words, bro.
Of course, Reckley. You've been very vocal since the beginning on Prankmaster.
Yeah, I just want to say that. I want to say. You're out there. Why don't you fucking kill yourself, you baby fucker?
Right. Okay, that's Reckless opinion.
Hey, Reckless, you got your
very
baby
very
fucking
Prankmaster opinion.
The thoughts of Reckless are not those of the Madhouse or PCU Radio.
Reckless, do you have your buddy Planky with you? Reckless, is your buddy Planky with you? Will he come on and make a few comments?
Can make a fun.
Yeah, you gotta hate that. Hey, he's calling back, guys. We got Prankmaster calling back. Let's finish him off.
Oh, please, please.
Oh, now let Carlito talk, though.
Yeah. You're in the madhouse. Jesus, God. Okay. Hello.
Turn your hearing aids down, idiot.
Damn it, man.
Turn your hearing aids down.
That's perfect.
Let me try to fix this.
Is he on?
That's funny.
Comedy gold.
All right, what a freaking weird.
We're gonna have to have. Well, I'm sorry, I lost it. I
flipped
that.
Let's move on.
No.
Caller, call back
Hang
in.
Let
caller.
Me try to fix it before he calls in.
Hey, it's Swain.
Hello. Caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Okay.
You're in the madhouse. Go ahead.
Hello. You're on the air. What the hell? He hung up.
Don't take any more calls. They're just going to hang up. Let's move to a call here, man. I sent you some numbers. They're confirmed. Another
right.
good one
okay.
just come in
great,
from
though.
The lawyer.
Yeah. A lawyer? Okay, you sent me one, Jennifer.
A major church girl in Colorado. It's confirmed. Who's going to take that one?
What's a mayor
Carlito
church
assign that one.
Regularly, it's your turn if you want to try it.
Yeah, I got to do this now. I got to bounce the fuck out of here. But yeah,
gotcha.
We'll do it.
All right, well, thank you. Yeah, good thing. Jennifer, a.k.a. Jen Mayer. A church girl in Colorado who is confirmed.
I think that means major church girl. Like, she's majorly into church.
Oh, okay, Jen. She's a major church girl. Okay, yeah. Not Jen Major. Yeah.
Who's
okay.
going to be Bruno or WC or what character is
Yeah,
that?
Who are you hitting on?
It's going to be a Southern preacher.
Southern preacher.
All right.
All right. Excellent. Okay, well, we'll be right back with that, everybody. Here comes Reclude. With the next call, we'll be right back after this. Blah, blah,
Thank
blah.
You, brothers.
Yes, sir. I didn't play this yet, did I? Yeah. I didn't think so.
That music is the devil's music. What kind of hideous heathen music are they playing?
Praise Satan.
Do you want God to kill you?
$4. 40 cents.
That Jesus Lord won't be here right now.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 8 hours, 4 minutes, 35 seconds.
Actual minutes may vary per the term depending on your part of poetry.
Jackie, go listen to this one.
The hell?
Jen.
Jen.
I got it.
Speak up, too, so you can hear.
Hello?
Hello, Jennifer?
Hello?
Jennifer?
Jesus Christ.
Hello?
Speak to me.
Hello?
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 Too loud.
Who is this?
This is Pastor Roberts.
What?
This is Pastor Roberts. I have a mission for you.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, you have spoken to me on this day.
I'm getting voices off the phone. I don't know what's happening, Mike. I've got a pastor who wants to talk to you.
God's servant.
Pastor Feathers wants to talk to you.
Who is this?
I'm the guy from the church.
What church?
The Church of Jesus Christ, the Seventh Day Baptist Coastal Church.
Oh,
is this Joe?
No, this is not Joe. I'm Father McQuarters, and I have someone who needs to speak to you live from the church. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now bring yourself down. You're too close to the phone there, Pastor.
Oh yes, there. Hello.
All right.
Down some more.
Yeah, you're better there. Okay, go ahead. Speak to her. Jennifer.
Well, I want to speak to you, lady. We got a message from God.
What's going on?
Have you heard the good news? You are
Who
going
is
to
this?
Go on a mission. To South Africa. Are you ready? Are you ready to walk in the footsteps?
Hello?
Please speaketh.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Speaketh thy servant.
What is going on?
Basically, God has sent me a message saying that you are going to go to South Africa and rescue David Chappelle. It is a holy mission. So are you ready? The church will pay for your travels.
Yes, I am ready.
Okay, are you ready to go tomorrow?
Yes, I'm ready to go tomorrow.
Okay, do you have your suitcase packed with thine clothes?
Sure do, packed last night.
Okay, well listen, you're going to have to break a couple commandments on the way there on the flight.
And what's that?
Okay, well basically, you're going to have to give me an oral receipt.
Who is this?
This is Pastor Robertson. I can tell thy fire in thy womb hath healed.
I don't understand what's going on.
Well, listen, you're being called on a holy mission. Now, that's all you need to know.
I'm
going to
go rescue David Chappelle.
Turn on the phone here, Pastor. Hello, are you still on the phone?
I don't
Hello?
Know.
Hello, yeah. Are you still on the phone here?
I have the ambassador from South Africa on the line right now. Go ahead, ambassador.
Oh, hello there. Yes. We're talking to this young lady here. Are you there, lady? Okay. Listen, what we're going to do, you spoke to one of my pastors here. What we're looking to do is actually, you know, bring you over to Africa to do some missionary work. You know, would you be up to that? You've been selected from a lot of people because we've been
selected
a lot. Oh, God.
Yeah. That's funny.
As long as you're not talking.
Nobody really likes to bring it. It's very nice, man. Handy.
Bring her back so I can get her back to Africa.
Yeah.
Alright, y'all. I'm out, man. I gotta go fucking work.
Alright, well, Reclude, thank you very much for joining
us.
Oh,
Prankmaster's calling again.
Bruno,
is that Prankmaster?
Yeah. Prankmaster again.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, final yeah, let's hear it.
The final call. Yeah. The final Prankmaster call, Reclude.
Put him on. I'll answer from the UK.
You're in the mouth.
Hey, thanks for fucking me over, man.
Look, we already talked about this. I'm sorry.
Dick. You fucking cunt.
It's not Prankmaster.
It's not Prankmaster.
You fucking comparing me to Prankmaster?
It's the dead.
What the fuck you on tonight? Cocaine or some shit?
The dead. What's the matter, dead? Are you mad? You're upset at me.
You fucking comparing me to a fucking child molester?
I made a mistake at the beginning of the show. I called you the dead. I called you Prankmaster on accident, and they ran with it. I'm sorry.
No, dude, you didn't fucking make a mistake at the beginning of the show because...
Of course I did. I would never do that to
prank
you.
Prank him as the dead coach right now and you're like, the dead. That to you? Don't
that, well, I didn't say
the dead. Do I fucking say it to my last show? I didn't fucking talk to
the
no
dead.
9-year-old.
The dead. You hate me, you're mad at me. Seriously.
What?
No, you're mad at me. I made a mistake and I ran with it. The guy thought it was funny. I'm sorry I acted wrong. It was peer pressure and I'm sorry.
Dude, I like to fucking piss at you, man.
Then what's the matter? Why are you calling it saying that I fucked you over, man? You had me thinking you were upset.
I know, but, you know, you fucking compared to me to a
you need a hand release.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Recklude would like to offer you a hand release.
Recklude was fucking doing what he...
Okay, well, Recklude does what he does. You know he always goes too far. Recklude goes too far sometimes, but it's funny. It's all in good fun when Recklude does that. All right, so he didn't mean anything by that.
Milkman, and you're ignoring me now.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
He hates you.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not ignoring you, D.D.
Yeah,
I'm just letting you talk.
Yeah.
Milkman's ignoring me.
What do you think about Andy?
I fucking got headphones now.
You do?
I got the fuck, yeah.
Then why were you talking in the middle of everybody? You were totally throwing the show off, and you offended Great Scott. He said he'll never come on the Madhouse again. He told me privately in the chat room.
What?
Yeah, he said, I'm offended that someone was talking over me, he got upset, and I tried to calm him down. When I took that break, he got mad at me. He was yelling at me on the phone.
Me?
No, I don't know. I don't know. He was just upset, I guess.
Dude, that was Saigon, man.
Oh, it was Saigon. Okay.
It was Saigon on the
phone.
It was Saigon.
Okay.
Saigon wasn't on the
phone. Don't fucking listen to what Saigon said.
Okay. All right, what was Saigon?
He fucks everyone over.
He is an asshole. He's been banned so many times from the chat room.
Yeah, he's a
little
idiot. That was Saigon.
Yeah,
okay. That was nobody else.
Yeah, okay. All right, well,
let him use your phone again, dude.
Yeah, don't let Saigon use your phone anymore, ever.
What is that, his brother or something?
Yes, it is. That's your... Oh, what's that? Are you recording this call, the dead? Are you tracing me?
No.
And what was that noise?
I don't know what it is.
That's the FBI signal.
I think... Are you wearing like a wire or something? Are you trying
Every
to bring
a... Every time I call you, I get that fucking noise for something.
That means that I have a trace... I think you have a trace on your phone, dude.
Zolar, I think he's
the
same
guy.
I don't think he's the dead.
DTT.
Yeah, DTT.
Yeah.
Now after
he's
the
dead.
He's a serial loser killer.
Exactly. He's trying to take down PCU from the outside in.
Yeah.
He got rid of DTT and the dead. I think you're
now
next.
The dead is the next most rapid.
Yeah,
man.
This is like that movie The Ring.
So after the dead,
Saigon is an imposter.
Probably like Milkman.
Yeah.
Oh, no. With your fucking conspiracy theories.
I don't know.
I think you're getting abducted by the cat people.
I don't know. Yeah, the cat people looking at the digits. There it is again.
That's a great cat or something on fucking
I think Officer Zolar should handle this case, man. We've got a problem.
Well,
you've got a possible phone.
Everybody's attention, please. If you could please let me know, what was your time
I know it's
about
not
on
my fucking end. Probably on your fucking end.
Yeah. All right, did it. Do you want to do a call, man?
I will do a call back to my cell phone. Doesn't have good signal reception.
I got more calls coming in, dude.
Okay.
Warrior so
I got
some more good
do
numbers.
A fucking call through Gizmo.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Fucking give me the number or something.
You want me to give you a number? Oh, you want
the
to... Okay, so you're going to behave, though, right? You're not going to be talking all crazy and everything.
Come on, I don't all right.
Look, if we have to regroup because of you, I'm not going to be very happy now.
And fucking the other dude, when you make a fucking call, do it, shut up. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do
all right, well, there you go. I'm trusting you.
It's a prank master, dude.
All right, well, we're going to hang up now, and then we'll just join it, and then we'll see how it goes. You're on probation.
I'm on probation.
Yes,
what the
are.
Fuck do I do on a single show?
I'm just kidding with you. Just relax. Join. Get in the conference room. We can join the guys, all right?
Okay.
All right, we'll see you there. All right. Bye.
Message me.
Talk to me. What's that all about, Milkman? What, you want to message you? You got a problem?
No,
Mike,
I...
I know what the hell's going on here. That wasn't even the dead. That is Saigon, and he's an imposter. And I know that he's the one that ran off DTT as well. I'm just really tired of this shit.
Yeah,
so much drama here.
Yeah, I'm confused. And where is DTT anyway? Damn it. Anyway,
I think it's a big plot. You know, and I think Officer Zolar should frisk this freak here and find out what's going on.
Yeah. All right.
I'm gonna need everybody to step up. Wall, please.
Okay. The dad, you're on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still vibing.
Yeah, you still got the echo. Yeah, it's not gonna work, my friend.
I still have a fucking echo?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Where's your headphones?
Yeah, what happened to your headphones? You have them on?
Okay, he ain't putting his headphones on. He's bullshitting me.
He left.
Summer's echo still on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's move on. That's enough. We talked to Prankmaster, and then we talked to the dead. Yeah.
Here's Mike in Oregon.
In Oregon? Because you said Oregon. I was like, which Oregon?
I'm just giving you these numbers from good numbers coming from the Warrior tonight.
AMD, what's your favorite body organ?
Sorry, what was that?
What's your favorite body organ?
Well, on my body, it must be my gut because I've got abs.
That's not an organ, though.
Why am I hearing so much echo?
Yeah, my favorite organ is my dick, but...
DD.
You're in the meadow.
Think Master. I just want to say I love nine-year-olds.
Okay, this is Prankmaster we're talking to again?
Prankmaster.
Okay.
Prankmaster.
Thank you. He always gets away with this.
Prankmaster,
I
can't believe that you love 9-year-olds.
You shut up. I'll kick your ass.
You shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
1 9-year-old girl behind my back.
One behind your back?
With 1 9-year-old and a blue rat.
1 5. One for each finger, huh?
Yeah.
Including a thumb.
I could stick 5. 9-year-olds on one hand.
Yeah.
Oh,
what are you trying to do? Go bowling?
What's up? It's Keith.
What's up, Keith? How you doing, K-Bone, man?
All right. How you doing?
I don't know. Our show's been kind of tanking tonight, man. I had a really...
Yeah, but it's all right, man.
Yeah, it's all right.
Did you look at the numbers that I sent you?
Yeah, I've got them here saved. Do you want to do one of them? Do you want to call one of them, rather?
Can you click over and call?
Yeah. I can. I'll connect it. Yeah. Right,
cool.
No, I'll connect it, Which one? You got Elon's of Connecticut, I think you put in here?
Elon's, that's a strip club.
Yeah, we got Flash Dancers also.
Yeah, that's another strip club, and I got a couple of AIDS people.
Okay.
But I
gotcha.
Say that one.
Chris AIDS. That's nice. Okay,
the
dad
is still in here.
The dad's still in here?
I say,
Alright, well, we'll have to regroup then. Hang on, you guys just, Milkman, set up another conference and then we'll fix it over
again. Yeah, you got the backup number, I'll mention everybody.
Yeah, we gotta do a sound test with the dad before we continue with him on
Yeah, we Gizmo. Can't do it.
Not tonight, next week, the dad, if you're listening, we're sorry.
Some other time.
Yeah, we'll get you next week, don't worry about it. Alright, we'll regroup, Zolar, regroup with us. Hang on.
Hopefully, if I get, we have another sound card in the house, so hopefully, sometime over the week.
Yeah, then
I replace my sound card, and actually I can get on there in there too.
Yeah, well, we're kind of just testing it out right now, but we'll continue on later. You know, we'll work it so we can do these little co-hosting things in the future.
Well, see, my sound card is fucked anyways. I want to get a new one anyways.
Right, gotcha. Yeah, it's always nice to upgrade your sound card. Okay, you want to do that Flash Dancers?
Sure.
That's a strip club, right? I'm assuming.
I'm assuming all. Yeah. And all I knew is when I called, it's the Flash Dancers.
Okay.
I got the wrong number.
All right, good. Well, here we go. We'll be right back, everybody. Keith, a.k.a. K-Bone, will be hooking us up with a call. We'll be right back in a moment.
Who else is in the call?
Nobody. You and me, actually, for now. We're regrouping in a second, but yeah, just you and me for right now. All right, hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
You know what the Midwest is, young and restless, but restless. I'm snatching necklace, and next day I'm jacking Lexus. Somebody Teddy, Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, the view alone, I leave you breathless. Try to catch it, kind of hard getting choked by detectives. Yeah, and I check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us, saying we pieces.
look like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces.
20, 1, 2, 3, 1, seconds. Actual minutes and days with the term printed on your card or poster.
West Stanford.
Yeah, hi. It's West Stanford, right?
That's correct.
I was wondering what your charges are down there.
$20 each.
All right, and did it come out?
Say it again?
Well, what kind of service are you running there?
This is Topless Bar.
Okay, do you have, what kind of women you got down here? With races and ethnicity and all that good stuff?
What's that?
What races are they?
What relations are they?
Are they niggers?
Are they what?
Are they niggers?
You mean like your mother?
No, like your mother, right? Like your mother. I want a hot nigger chick.
Good, good, good. Go fuck your mother.
Nice. Maybe I went for the offensive oldness way too early.
Okay. You want me to try Ellen's next?
Sure.
All right, cool. Thanks. And any second now, we'll click on Ova. Damn you. Hurry up.
Yeah, I'm still here.
No. It's the woman we're waiting for. And we'll just read Ellen. Hang on.
Give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke fat ass joint too, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. You know what I'm talking about? I like that old gangster shit. Cause you know it's a lot of niggas out there woofing all that bullshit. Talking about they got this and got that. Talking loud, motherfucker, but ain't saying shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nigga, I see your lips quivering, but you ain't saying a motherfucking thing. But my niggas.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 7 hours, 41 seconds. Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or poster.
Okay, what was that?
Hey, you want to start up and I'll provide backup?
Yeah, what did they do at Ellen's? Okay, it's a strip club.
Ellen's.
Yeah, is this Ellen's?
I'm sorry?
Is this Ellen's?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I'm looking for Ellen's. Ellen's.
Ellen?
Yeah, Ellen.
No, it's Ellen's.
Ellen's?
Ellen's, right?
Yeah, Al, you got this?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Ellen's. E-L-A-N-S?
Ellen's? No.
What is this?
No, it's Ellen's.
Ellen's? Sir?
Oh, listen. Sir?
Yes?
We want to come down there.
Huh? Oh, you're not talking.
What kind of place you got?
What an asshole.
What?
He was supposed to, I was just so yes, and I was going to say, I was going to, like, Ellen's was like a different kind of business, and then get confused when they found out it was a stripper club. But that didn't work.
Sorry, didn't know where you were going.
No,
right,
that's fine.
Sorry to fuck you all up there.
No, it was my fault. It wasn't working. He didn't take the bait, unfortunately. You want to try one more?
No, I'm out.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, Keith, thanks for calling. When's your next show going to be?
Sunday.
Sunday at 7?
Yeah, Sunday at 7.
7? All right, good. Looking forward to it. I'll catch that.
All right.
All right, buddy. You have a good night. Peace.
You too. Bye.
Hi. And I'm back. All right, that was K-Bone Keith. Keith K-Bone, the host of K-Bone's Crazy Talk, Sunday nights at 7. That was that. Let me try to get back on the phone with these fine people.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, all right. Welcome back.
Hey, good. Good to be back.
Me and AMD.
You and AMD.
Hello there.
Hey, AMD. How's it going?
I'm back here.
Great. What's up, man?
You back, Leo. How are you doing?
Not bad. All right. We have less people on the line now, but we'll keep going.
I guess
going
we've lost.
It.
Yeah,
we've lost it down. We're down to the last three here in the party room.
It's getting late. I guess either Zolar couldn't continue or whatnot. All right, let me see here. I'll clear out some stuff. Gotcha. Okay, so you got a mic in Oregon, though. Do you have any story behind that?
It's coming from the Warrior. The Warrior hasn't sent any follow-up information.
Okay, but we had fun with Jennifer and we had fun with Danielle, apparently. So.
We've had all his calls so far have been ringers, so
okay,
he's had all the crazy girls, so I guarantee it'll be a funny call.
Okay, true enough. All right, we also have Lonesome Loser has sent in Cyber Dorks in Hawaii, which is a computer repair. We also have a Samanth Punia Mirthala. Wow.
Is Galaxy down?
Is Galaxy down? No, should not be. I have three listeners on there. We should be okay on Galaxy. Should be no problems on Galaxy, sir.
All right, sir.
Okay. What else do we have? We have Funky Door, Yoga, Berkeley, Closed Store. What the hell? In Berkeley, California. God, that's a fucked up place, isn't it?
What, Berkeley? Yeah, I think so.
Isn't that where the term 420 came from or something?
No.
Does anybody know where it came from?
The term 420?
Who?
Yeah, for marijuana.
That's possession of marijuana. Oh.
It was the old code for possession of marijuana? Is
I think it still is. I thought. I don't know.
I've heard like five different explanations.
For my glaucoma.
Yeah.
Hello. All
right. That was great. I'm going to give a try to Samanth Punia Mirthala. Because it's been a while since I called an individual. And this is gonna, we're going to go ahead and give it a shot.
Okay.
Great. I'm glad you agree.
Yes,
sir. All right, we'll be right back after this, folks. This is calm, it's gonna hit you. I'm gonna knock you right on the head. You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
To your destination. Your current balance will allow you to talk for 7 hours, 21 minutes, 41 seconds.
Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or poster.
Shut up.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. And we need to find out who the woman is that records those, who recorded that message. Because she's like the second most heard person on the show.
I want her to do a promo.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Hello?
Hello? May I speak to Miss Punji... Yeah. Ma'am?
Yeah.
Punia Mirthala?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
I'm not interested. Please do not call again.
No, but you're already a member. It's a problem. You haven't paid your dues since you moved in.
What?
You haven't paid your dues since you moved in. We're going to have to start fining you for your car that you
where?
Have.
Where did I move?
We're the Shadywood Homeowners Association.
Yes, but we have already paid all. Well, every year we've been paying.
Your grass is too high.
What?
Your grass is way too high.
So?
And, well, it's too high, you have to cut it. We're going to charge you $1,500 per 12 hours that it's too high, over 3 inches.
Okay, we will cut it.
Well, you already have 5 days worth, ma'am.
We will cut it. We never got any letter or anything like that. So
well,
I would appreciate if somebody sends a letter.
Well, we've been sending a letter to your address, the 9624. And
no,
it keeps getting returned.
Address.
Well,
yeah, because that's not our address.
Yeah, well, that's where we send it. It says right here, 9624.
Sorry, that's not the house number.
Well, we've
so
been sending
we
it.
We never got any notice.
I have your signature here.
We will talk to the committee here.
I'm the committee. We're in the committee now. You're on conference call.
Hello?
You're on conference call with the committee now, man. We're all here.
So who am I speaking to?
My name is Bruce Valente.
And
I'm the president of the Homeowners Association.
And I'm Aaron Johnson. I'm the actual president head of the association as well.
This is Eric Johnson, the attorney. Eric, go ahead. I'm sorry, can you say that again, please, sir?
Sorry, it's Eric Johnson. I'm the actual head president here. We're discussing your case and everybody
exactly.
else here.
I'm sorry,
can you
I can't hear
yourselves?
You.
You can't.
All right, Mr. Johnson, one more time. I'm sorry.
Sorry, yes, my name is Eric Johnson. I'm the head person here.
No, I can't hear you. Do you live in this area?
Yes, ma'am. We all live in the same community. Mr. Johnson is our attorney. He's actually on vacation in the UK right now. And his
I will talk to people who I know. I'll talk to my neighbors who are part of this members.
Well, the problem is your neighbors have submitted 3 complaints about your dog and a car that's not running.
Excuse me? That's not our house. I don't have a dog and I don't have a car that doesn't run.
96.
I think you got the wrong number, and I will talk to them. I do not want to talk to you. I know my neighbors. I will talk to them, and I will figure out what needs to be done.
Well, you may have...
I'm sorry about it, but I will really talk. I think you got someone else.
I do not have a car
that doesn't run.
Well, there's someone on the way now to cut your grass.
There are your children.
Excuse me?
Could you please tell your children to shut up?
Stop selling drugs.
Can you talk properly? Idiot,
you bitch.
Your children run drugs in our neighborhood.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. All right, that was great.
Is she going up?
Yeah, she did. She hung up, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was good, though, man. I like that.
I like a piece of curry.
Not your heckling, you bastard. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to say that. All right. We've got from Cable, and he's submitting a number to a Sid Go Station from dude named Seth, who was drunk, and he has a really red-faced bitch mouth saying that he sold cigarettes to your 17-year-old daughter. Wow, that should do it. Should I try that? I think so. All right. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back with the next call. We're going to get some shit to a Sid Go gas station in Connecticut. We'll be right back.
Really?
Seconds.
Actual minutes may vary for the terms printed on your card or posters.
Red 30.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, is this it go?
Yes.
Sir, I've got a bit of an issue. My 17-year-old son, he went in and you sold him some Marlboros?
When was this?
Earlier tonight, he said the guy's name was Soth, S-O-T, Soth? Seth? I think he wrote down Seth.
Seth?
Yeah, some lady named Seth, I guess, who's working there.
Some who?
A lady, I guess, named Seth, S-E-T, I don't know if that's short for Sethany or something. But he's telling me that that's the name on the name tag, and he's 17 years old. He came home, and he was walking in front of me, and I frisked them like I normally do, and a pack of cigarettes fell out from his shorts and fell onto the ground, and the lighter.
And what time was this?
Tonight when he came home.
Like, time?
Well, he's been here for a while now, but I just found out 30 minutes ago. Sir, I need to find out who this Seth woman is.
Well, honestly, we do not have a employee here who's a female named Seth.
Well, a male? I'm assuming Seth is a woman's name. I don't know.
It wasn't Seth.
It
was the old man.
Seth, he bought them tonight, he said, right?
Yeah, who's Seth?
Well, there was actually no one named Seth working tonight.
Oh, my God.
You're so lying. You're calling...
Nope. Seth, it was the old man that sold me to him.
He's. Go ahead. Tell him, son. Son.
It was your man that sold me to him.
Yeah, the old man.
He sold me the cigarettes. That man on the phone now.
And his name is Seth.
That's who.
Right there. Well, that's him. That's who sold them to you.
Well, I didn't get his name, but he's the one that sold me the cigarettes.
What's your name, sir?
Dave.
Dave. That's your name, Dave. I'm gonna put you on with my lawyer actually right now. Hang on.
Your lawyer right now?
Yes.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello?
Mike Eston. Hello. Who am I speaking with, please? Can I have your full name, please, so I can write it down?
Okay, go ahead, sir. This is my attorney in the line right now.
Hello there?
Keith, come on. No more prank calling the store. Not now.
You're talking to my attorney. I don't know who you... Is this Keith? Is that your name?
My name is Mike Eston. I would like to speak to the manager of the company, please. Is that yourself?
I'm sorry, but... No one here who can help you right now. If you call tomorrow...
Well, actually, the thing is, the person I have here with me is the guy you sold the cigarettes to, and you know that is highly illegal until they're 18, and you have gone and broken the law, and we have a lawsuit against you now. You know, obviously, you know, we can
what's
take
your
the
son's
court,
name?
So...
Is there,
my son's
what's
name
the,
is Steven.
Kid's name? I sold
but it's not my son.
It's my son.
He's my client.
It's my son.
Name,
my
please.
Son. His name is Matthew.
His name is Steven.
Yeah.
Matthew
Steven.
What?
So, Matthew Stevens.
Matthew Stevens?
Yes. My name is Bob Stevens. My son's name is Matthew Stevens. And
unfortunately, myself, I have sold, let me see here, 1, 2, 3, 4 packs of cigarettes.
So my son is lying. My son must have just came out of his
vagina.
Did it come out of his butt or something? Excuse my French.
What kind of brand, may I ask?
No, Dad, it was the guy on the phone. He sold me the cigarettes earlier. Dad, don't get into trouble with me, but he was the one that sold me.
All right, okay.
The guy you're talking to now.
Son, I've told you about picking up the phone.
Hey, man.
I'm sorry, but
I hate
just
to break it to you, but
it was him.
I did not sell any pack of cigarettes to some kid because everyone who came in and bought cigarettes, I know, and they come in every
night.
No,
I
think you're
lying.
You guys
have a nice
day
and I
have fun. All right,
I think you're
fun.
Lying to me. Damn it.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
What's that?
David.
Anyway, well, exactly. His name is not David. That's a made-up name. So that was that. Andy, what are your thoughts on that?
Great.
What was the meaning of that, mate?
All right, Milkman, now you sound like crap. What's going on here? Anyway.
All right, man.
All right, we got...
I'm closing some windows down.
The dead is telling me that I, Milkman, and Scott fucked him up bad. Okay, you're still breaking up, but okay.
Sorry.
AMD, I got to tell you, it sounds great. You do a great... For some reason, I really like you as the attorney. It's a really nice... really. Just talking normal and saying you're an attorney, it carries a lot of validity here in America. Yeah, with that accent.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, and I've already mentioned it before, but there, I just wanted to reiterate that again. That was pretty cool. Thank you.
Okay, then. Well, I'll do the intruding voice. No problem at all there, Kelly Toham. That's okay for my side and all my staff working for me. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Keep working on
that's
that.
My very posh accent.
keep working
hey,
on
well,
that.
Well, right, mate.
Well,
mate, are you taking? You know,
we got the polka.
We can do all the accents.
Hang on now. We got the polka Polish restaurant coming up next. Just confirmed about 5 minutes ago by Lonesome Loser. That's in Los Angeles. A foreign guy. A foreign sounding guy.
You've got ill and you need your lawyer to have a chat with him about it.
I think so. Let's
I'll
try it again. Let's see if I go to the lawyer.
For it.
Carlito, before you go too far on down the page, K-Bone sent you a number to the Citgo. He would ask that you would call that soon.
What do you think we're just doing? Oh, my God. It's a great
I'm
show
sorry.
You're missing.
Awareness zero, Milkman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're missing a great show, Milkman.
Awareness zero.
My hearing aid is not working very well because Frank Massey got my hearing aid all screwed up.
He put his finger in your butt and then
Batman
your ear.
Got on my nerves.
Milkman got on my nerves. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn it.
Hang on.
We'll be right back. Old freak.
Milkman, be quiet there. Rub one out. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Okay.
Sorry, Milkman. I love you, Milkman. I love you, Pop.
Running me a moat.
they ridiculed me, calling me a bum. I whoop Fat Man's ass. I whoop Fat Man's ass. I whoop Fat Man's ass. I whoop.
Wait a minute. Fat
Man's ass. I whoop Fat Man's ass. I whoop Fat Man's ass. Batman thought he was bad. He was a fucking asshole in the first place. He got knocked to the floor.
The term's printed on your Carter posters.
Okay, that number's busy. We'll have to try that next again. We're going to have to pick up another number in the meantime. Wasn't there one from the Warrior here? Yeah, Mike in Oregon. They need a car. Mike needs a car. That's all I got. If the Warrior... Do you have a last name for Mike? If he has a last name, then we can go with it, I think, better. Because I can call from a charity organization offering him a free car.
Cars for tards.
Cars for tards, exactly. Cars for poor people. Cars for dirt. Cars for dirt. Well, Jimmy... I got Jim's Lazy G Cafe and Saloon. I got Cyber Dorks. All right. Let's call the Cyber Dorks.
Batman's ass. I whooped Batman's ass. I whooped Batman's ass. Come on, huh? Confidential. Play hard, baby. Come on.
Minutes 47 seconds. Actual minutes may vary for the term printed on your card or posters.
Oh, great. Another busy number. Mike in Oregon is busy. Yeah, man. Okay.
Mike is working on his organ.
I guess so. Hold on. Hold on, the Warrior says. Hold on.
Slapstick.
I think he's calling him to find, hey, dude, what's your last night? We're not going to prank you, totally. All right, Neo's coming in with some numbers also. Thank you, Little Evil Neo, in the chat room. Again, if you want to reach me on AOL Instant Messenger, you can do so at Madhouse Radio. That's Madhouse Radio. Also, if you'd like to call in the show, if you're listening and you'd like to be a part of it, you can dial 1-888-278-8509. That's 1-888-278-8509. Saigon taunting the Dead, telling him that if the Dead shaves his head and gets a haircut, that I will let him back.
Oh man, that bitch!
I shouldn't even give him hair. Yeah, exactly. Well,
let me get my fingers over there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
How do I get my chat working here? I'll pay a little bit.
Hey Saigon, you should back off, Dirt. You're a jerk, Dirt, Dirt, Dirt,
Dirt, Dirt.
Listen here, you little darky. We ain't
pulling
your
hair
here.
Oh, hey. Someone played the race.
Tyra spanks my ass. I'll tell you what, I'll give you some Tyra spanks.
So you said Saigon and the Dead are related?
No.
Well, okay, I don't know. I think Prankmaster and Saigon are related.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. I think they're the same person, actually.
Do you really?
Well, yeah. Actually, see, the Dead was not even in the chat room tonight. You know that? Saigon had stolen his phone and was coming in and pranking our damn Gizmo chat. You know,
oh.
So Saigon has really, you know, really done some terrible things tonight.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's horrible. Hopefully that never happens again. What was I doing now? Who were trying? I had three people I was trying to call.
Okay, Mike in Oregon was busy, so you had a couple numbers from Lonesome Loser now.
All right. Let me try the Polish people again, those bastards.
Yeah.
I really want to get to that.
I thought they got sausage.
Sausage.
Or Sitgo. Hey, Sitgo, Keith asked you to do Sitgo.
We already fucking called Sitgo. Awareness zero.
Yes, we called Sitgo.
But man, you don't pay attention at all.
You don't even care.
I know,
remember when we yelled at you for this like 5 minutes ago?
my human aid, John.
Yeah, that is a genius.
Ali!
Aww, poor Ali. That's supposed to be on, so.
No email sex. That's how about, man.
I'm getting a bit of tears there, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm gonna do it this time.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 6 hours, 38 minutes, 47 seconds.
Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or posters.
Now she's de-blowing Crankmaster.
Oh no.
De-blow.
Oh, hey, we're getting some numbers from the phone.
Good evening, Polka.
Hello, is this Polka Polish?
Yes, it is.
What kind of food do you have there?
Well, take a look at polkacatering.com and you will see everything, even the
pictures. I did. It's great. I love what you have. This is, hey, asshole, it's Polish food, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me ask you real quick. Do you guys have the Polish submarine?
Polish what?
The Polish submarine sandwich with the screen door.
Did you see our website?
Yeah.
Well, if you saw that, you know everything what you have.
It says you have the Polish submarine sandwich. I see it here. Is it still available?
Did you see it on our website, sandwich?
Yes.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. It says Polish submarine with the screen door sandwich. $5.99.
Well, I don't know why you saw it, you know. But anyway, I think you got the wrong number.
How old are you?
About 15.
You're 50?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your father was alive during World War II?
Yes.
So they're a bunch of cowards, huh?
Yes.
Your grandfather was a coward? Your father was a coward, right? They kind of just let the Nazis just roll well over them, huh?
You are men with no honor.
Yeah,
and
then
you despise yourself. And you know it.
And then the Russians
you
came.
You despise yourself.
And then those.
And you know it. And I'm sorry about you.
Look,
asshole. You pitiful asshole.
If there's nothing worse than a Frenchman, it's a Polishman. Damn Polak.
You pitiful asshole.
Wow. So that's just the Polish section of the show today. That's funny. That guy. You must really hate yourself. AMD.
And you know it.
AMD.
Hello.
What do British people think about the Polish? Any opinion on that?
Well, I don't think they really talk about them very much. You know, it's just. But if you want to bring a Polish person up, I can give him some crap.
Send those to Gizmo to Carlito for me, AMD, because I can't get the window open.
Hey, man, we have the dead back on the line. The dead, everybody. The dead.
You know what?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Saigon needs to be permanent.
Huh? Saigon needs to be...
Saigon needs to be banned permanently.
Banned permanently?
It's fucking Arizona.
Alright, well, I don't know how to ban people. Neil will take care of it, don't worry. Just tell
he stole your telephone, Neil, and it's not
if
right.
If you're listening, ban fucking Saika.
Well, I'm sure she's listening. She's sending me numbers, so.
Fucking server ban him or some shit.
Yeah, exactly. The dad, you wanna call a Chinese restaurant for good times?
Hello?
Yeah, do you wanna call a Chinese restaurant for good times? Like,
I wanna call a Hindu restaurant.
We'll have a Chinese restaurant ready if you want. They're going to close in 30 minutes, so we have to hurry.
Okay.
All right, you ready? All right. Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. Hang on. We'll be right back, everybody. Let's see if we can get this in time. Good luck to Dad. We'll be right back in a moment. I don't play that. Mm-hmm. Play this. What y'all thought y'all wasn't going to see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfuckers. This 97, I, my niggas and my niggerettes, let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Let's take it back to $50. Perform atomically. Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform on robbery. Your current balance will allow you to talk for... Battle scarred shogun, explosion when my pen hits tremendous. Ultraviolet shine blind forensic. I expect you to see millennium killer bees. Are you there?
What is the fucking sound?
Nothing. It's nothing. Chinese restaurant.
Hello, KK Restaurant. Matthew, please.
Yeah, do you serve cat or dog?
I'm sorry? Can you say it again?
Do you serve cat or dog meat?
No, we don't.
Why not? I want some cat.
You want some cat?
Yeah.
Pussy. You don't have it, sorry.
Pussy.
In your chow mein?
Pussy cat, baby.
We have a chow mein? Yes.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Do you have cat meat in it?
Cat meat we don't, sorry. You only have a chicken? We have beef or barbecue pork or regular pork or shrimp or combination.
Barbecue dog?
What about the dog?
Huh?
Do you have a dog meat in it?
No, we don't. Sorry.
What about the beef?
Huh?
Beef.
Yeah, we have a beef chowmein.
Ma'am, do you wash your hands after
Can
you use the bathroom?
Make it spicy?
You want beef chowmein spicy?
Yeah, I want the beef curtains chowmein spicy.
Okay, beef chow mein spicy, right? Okay,
beef
anything else?
Beef curtains.
What?
Beef curtains.
Beef curtains a pussy.
Do you have a beef curtains at chow mein?
I don't know what's that,
he's a
sorry.
Genius.
Beef curtains.
How do you tell? Can I eat your beef curtains?
Yeah, Dad. You tell her. Did it smack it on her?
Can I eat your beef curtains or lick it?
I'm sorry, what are you talking about? I'm sorry.
Can I eat your beef curtains? Can I eat you out? You sound fucking sexy.
Oh, no.
I don't know what are you talking about.
Can I have sex with you?
I don't know what are you talking about, sir.
Can I have sex with you?
Can you say it one more time? I don't know.
Sex.
Ma'am, may I ask
what?
You a question? Ma'am?
I don't know what are you talking about.
Hey, Dad, be quiet. Dad, ma'am, may I ask
Maybe
you...
Maybe we don't have disorder.
Excuse me. I'm talking now. Do you wash your hands after you use the bathroom? Oh, okay. Hello. She totally ignored me the whole time. I'm so jealous.
The dead, not you. The dead was gonna peel that shit back.
Oh, shit, I just hung up with the dead.
Oh, no. The dead found a connection. Get that number for her so you can call her.
Yeah, I got...
Yeah, definitely send that number one time.
Yeah, I hung up on the dead. The dead called back someone to say goodbye to you.
They have something special going on. There's a connection.
I dare say that we need to get together. Hang on, I forgot about
the dead and the girl's beef curtains.
The Gizmo guys. Hey, Gizmo guys, how you doing? We're back on the air.
Okay. Lauren in Colorado from The Warrior. Check your gizmo.
Hey,
the
dead.
You hung up on me.
It was an accident. good call, though. Very good call.
I don't fucking take your apology.
Okay. What? The dead, we're about to call it a night, but I would thank you for calling in with that last call.
Best the dead call ever.
Yeah, that was one of the best the dead calls that I've heard of, yeah, of 2006. The best the dead call of the year so far.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Beef curtains.
Beef curtains. Even went that far. That was great. She's totally... Yeah,
I want to have sex with you.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how you say it.
Understand.
Yeah, she understood perfectly. She was a smart dink.
She may not have understood the language, but she knew what the dead was talking about and what the dead wanted, and she was all about it.
She's all about it.
The language
it
of...
It sounded fucking hot.
Killing it on back.
Did that... Tell me... Yeah, because you
give,
like...
Give the dad that number.
No, I will, but the dad, you like Asian chicks, right?
He likes the yellow.
Yeah, I do.
No, he's really into Asian chicks.
Yeah, he likes
Mexican
yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has yellow fever.
He likes yellow and light brown.
Yeah. Hey, the dad,
you know what?
Isn't there some
you
woman...
You know who else likes Asian chicks?
Your mom?
Yeah. Some Mexican girl working in the nursing home.
Wank boy.
She fucking hot, though.
Yeah, so, but he didn't has this girl that he thinks is hot, but he won't go after her and ask.
You go up to her and tell her that he wants to eat her beef.
I gave her my number.
Tell, just go up to her and then get her number for her. Yeah, exactly.
I gave her my number, yeah.
You did? When? Yesterday? Hello?
Fuck yeah.
Good.
Dad, if you gave her the number, you shouldn't be calling us. You should be waiting to make sure she isn't calling.
Yeah, she might be calling right now. Chance of your lifetime
is
gone.
I can't call with.
Mila,
I have a call.
Mila,
waiting.
I'm gonna cut the dead, Mila.
Oh, I need to hear it. Beep, beep, beep. Then I go fucking switch over.
Oh, that's how it works. I gotcha. All right, Dedev. Well, good luck. We expect an update next week on your Mexican woman, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a good night, sir. Thank you.
Oh, Carlito.
Yes, sir.
Carlito.
Yes.
Did you hear something?
What?
Did you fuck her up the ass yet?
The Asian? No. Did I what? Oh, give it to her in the ass yet?
Yeah.
You keep asking that. No, not yeah. She's gone, man. She'd be gone for like 5 months.
Did you fuck somebody else up the ass?
No, fucking of the ass or any other orifice here for 5 months.
Not the baby?
Well, I just can't. I'm sorry. I've asked you before, please. Stop coming on to me. Athena's listening, probably. Oh, she's not. She's asleep. All right.
You're going to stomp your ass in the mud hole, boy.
Yeah. Okay, that's it, Dedev. You're cut off for the night. That's it.
Freaking asshole.
Okay. Good night, Dedev.
Okay, night. Bye.
He's so morbid.
He's tore up, man.
He is tore up. What else do you expect? Andy, what was I trying to say? I asked you before. What was your opinion on Polish people? Yeah, you think they're a bunch of dumbasses too?
No.
I got to hear that.
Yeah.
No, actually, I think the Polish people are good people. And I think, you know, a lot of what people say about them in World War II is not true, and they actually did put up a fight, and they lasted longer than the French.
Did they last longer than the French?
I think so.
I thought the Polish got run over in
about a day. About a month.
A month it took?
And they got attacked by the Germans and the Russians. I'm not even Polish.
We don't have any Polish people.
I'm not even Polish. I don't. They're not bad.
No.
They're like.
Andy, was there a preoccupation with Kobalsa?
Who?
The Polish.
Polish people.
Was there preoccupation with it?
With Kobalsa, yeah.
I don't know. You tell me. You're the expert.
What's your preoccupation with?
That's what I'm trying to find out. I thought maybe it was knowledgeable.
Hey, why don't you take the one out of your ass and read the wrapper on it, and then you can tell us. Yeah.
Damn, son, we hit a nerve.
Yeah, damn. Yeah.
I don't know anything about the Polish people. And I eat, you know what's good? Bratwurst, but that's probably
that's
German. But that's the dupe right there.
Yeah. Okay. Mashed potatoes.
Down here, okay, just for your knowledge, we have this thing. A sausage called a blood pudding sausage, man.
No, I'm not going to eat that.
Yeah, I've had that. It's good. It's good stuff.
It's real popular with the Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, it is. I forgot the name of it all of a sudden. But Morcilla. Yeah, it's very nasty.
More feces.
Yeah, Carlita may have seen it or heard about it.
Oh, I've eaten it. I had some last month, actually, matter of fact. I know a place here in town that makes it. It's very bad for you, I'm sure. But anyway, we got Manuel Fux. We got Emmanuel Fux in Los Angeles. We still have cyber dorks out there floating around that we can try to call in Hawaii.
Another warrior number in Gizmo.
Okay, another warrior number. Fine. Oh, yeah, we have to call that number. Hang on real quick. Who was it?
Hey, Emmanuel Fux sounds good.
Yeah.
Emmanuel
Fux does sound good. This guy's excited about that one. Now, who's the one that we got from Warrior here a second ago?
That Lauren Loves Band, confirmed Colorado.
The guy that had Mike in Oregon, that's the one I want to call. The guy who needs a car.
Okay, that was the one before it was busy.
Yeah, so we'll try it again. Hang on.
Okay.
Maybe it's not busy.
The next
time.
One was just confirmed. It was Lauren.
Lauren, okay. All right, well, I don't know what to do with that, but okay, we'll see what we can do. Hang on, we'll be right back, folks. Next call's coming right up.
All
right. We'll be right back.
6 hours, 14 minutes, 35 seconds.
Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or posters.
The dad's telling me he's Polish. Oops. What a bad night for the dad.
Who said that?
The dad said he's Polish.
See, I defended the Polish.
He did.
He's Dutch.
It's just, we're not...
Hi, you have reached the Bird residence. We are not available right now. Please
leave
your name and number,
name.
And we'll get
Bird.
Back to you as soon as we can. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
We're looking for Michael Bird.
Yeah, hello, we're looking for Michael Bird. I have a free automobile being offered for him. If you're listening there, please pick up as soon as possible. We're calling from...
Hello?
We're calling from the church. If you're there, please pick up.
Hello?
Hello, yes, please pick up. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from the Baptist Church, and we have a Mike here who's in need of a vehicle, and one has just been donated.
Okay.
A seized vehicle.
Okay, let me have you talk to him.
Okay, hurry up.
Hello?
Hello, sir, Mike.
Yeah?
Mike, you were next in line for a donated vehicle here. We're at the Baptist Church downtown.
Okay.
And we just got one in from the police impound. They offered it to the church. It's a repossession, and it's
okay.
Yours for the taking.
Okay.
Okay.
What kind is it?
Doesn't really matter. I mean, it's a car. It's a free car.
Yeah. Well, I just want to know what it is.
Okay. Well, it's a 1999 Acura. Now, the only issue is a man was found in the trunk, so it needs to be cleaned out, and we don't handle that.
Needs to be cleaned out.
He had AIDS also.
Oh.
Yes. And it was left in the woods, and a family of rabid cats actually lived inside of it for a month. So it smells of cat feces, and the trunk needs to be redone.
Okay.
It'll cost you about $5,000, and we can do it for you here for $3,200. All you gotta do is bring a check right now. $3,200. Can I write you down for that?
No, we can't.
Okay, sounds like a yes. Larry over there.
Please give us a credit card.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we have your bank account number on file here. You fill out the form and everything. So that'll be $3,200 per the agreement. No problem. All right, so you want to come down and get it?
We don't have the money.
You don't have... Okay.
We have no money.
You don't have $32? How about $32?
$32?
Yes.
Hmm.
That's for the waste disposal fee and everything.
Well, you know what, sir? I'm not really sure about this.
Here's the problem.
Sounds like a scam to me.
Here I am trying to offer
you
free. I'm trying to offer you. We're from a church, buddy. Okay. Now you don't have to be a jerk. We're calling from church, and we represent God. Now you want to get to heaven, you start doing what I say.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Well, if you're really a Christian, you wouldn't say something like that.
If you're really a Christian, you wouldn't have said the S-word earlier.
Yeah, I still don't see any other Christians acting like this, really.
Well, we're the original Christians.
Yeah, don't call back here. I'm going to call the police, okay?
I'll punch you in the mouth.
Get your reading glasses, son.
Mediocre at best, that call. That was okay, not bad. Nice average call. I give that a 6 out of 10. What do you think, Andy?
Yeah.
6 out of 10? 6.
It was confrontational.
It was confrontational. It had its moment, but it didn't last very long. Okay. Let's see here. Hey there, Carlito. Figure I'd say hi since I haven't been around much. This is... Oh, Megs. Megs is out there. Wait a minute. Now, Megs is saying
hi,
that
Jay,
she used to hang out with Jay Nefarious. Well, that's good to hear from Megs. Was there a breakup here that I don't know about? It's horrible. I would hate to know that James and Megs broke up. Well, it's good to hear from you, Megs. I know you had issues with your eyes and everything. It's good to see that you're back on the computer. She did. She had I don't know. I heard she got kicked by a donkey in the back of the head and her eyes...
What?
Yeah.
They
seriously.
Fell out?
She was doing the hand method to measure the donkey's length.
Who does that?
What?
Megs. And the donkey kicked her in the back of the head.
What kind of job is that?
A hand measure. What's it called? Agricultural hand something like that. It has handology or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's going to tell a donkey's future?
No, that's just to see, like, when you sell a donkey, you do it by hand. And the donkey...
Who buys and sells donkeys?
I don't know. They do out there in Iowa or whatever she is.
Wow.
I'm totally bullshit. It's a totally bullshit story.
Oh, you made that up?
Yeah, I made all that up. Wasn't that good? That was pretty good.
But see how I questioned you, and I found enough that I knew you were lying.
Okay, well, good. You caught me.
Yes.
All right.
That's like riding a donkey, then.
Yeah, I made an ass of myself, but I'm sorry, Megs. I didn't mean to make fun of you. DJ Herb on AOL is sending me numbers to the British Embassy, the British Consulate. You know, I'm not going to be calling the British Embassies and British Consulates.
Yeah, you don't want to be put on a terrorist list.
Yeah, exactly.
Carlos, you're not exactly wide enough
to be
fucking around with
those.
They're going to send you Guantanamo.
Yeah, exactly. It's AMD. AMD, are you listening? AMD, yeah. Sir.
We're going to warn you.
The angry Welshman.
Did AMD drop out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is anybody else with us here?
They sent that. I couldn't get it to.
Okay, so AMD's
we got a number here from Lauren.
Okay.
Confirmed in Colorado.
Right. Okay. Milkman, real quick. Is it just me and you talking? Because if it is, then let's just go direct. Hello. Okay. No, nobody's there. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
Hello.
Yeah.
Make yourself known.
I'm AMD.
AMD. Okay, AMD, you sent me the numbers to the British consulate?
Well, if you want to do a call to one of them, I could pretend to be lost. Like I said, I'll put my very posh accent. Hello, I'm stuck here in the US, and I'm really, really pissed off about it, and I really want to have some help here. And it's the only chance you can help me out at all, because I really need the help.
Yeah.
So I could do that if you want. I don't know.
I don't know.
Which one was in your nearest state? But
these are all,
you still got the AA number?
All these numbers? Yeah, I do have that AA number.
Alcoholics
yeah.
Anonymous. I can put one up if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want the
yeah.
You want the UK number?
Perfect. Well, we have plenty.
You and Carlito.
Of other, we have plenty of other numbers that we need to get to, so let's just try to stick to those right now.
All
right. I really don't feel safe with calling the British consulate because it's like it says emergency.
No, we're not gonna call any government officials. Tonight.
Even if it's not a true democracy like us great Americans. Andy, you the history expert.
Okay, well,
that's
I'll quickly pull up some numbers. Do you want some UK numbers or US?
No, we don't. Not. I think we're good on UK. I think we're good on numbers. Actually, we're getting ready to wrap it up here. It's kind of getting late. I'm going to try to hit Manuel Fux. We're going to try to call Manuel Fux real quick. And what else? Neo's numbers are... I don't know about Neo's numbers.
Yeah, call a Neo number.
Okay, we'll do one of Neo's numbers now, then we'll call Manuel Fux. That'll be the last number for Lonesome Loser again. All thank you, Lonesome Loser, for helping us out tonight. Let me do a rundown
Manuel
real quick.
Manuel Fux sounds good.
Okay. 10:05 Central Standard Time. That would be at 11:05 an hour ago. A Don Moorhead that we had. Might be too late for that. That's the dead whining. Someone told me to call Marilyn. Meg said hi. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just running through. Yeah, I guess California is either back in the chat room or he's saying something. I don't know. California's having a good time in the chat room, he's saying, I guess.
Nah, he's out right now.
He's out. He said he was the king of the chat room, and I'll take his word for it. Hang on.
Yeah, he was using Beach Boy tonight. He was at Anonymous.
Hey, AMD, are you there?
Boy.
AMD?
Yes.
Another question. So you smoke cannabis, I'm assuming, right up there in the UK?
I sure do.
Okay, now how hard is it to come about? How much does it cost you? And how tough are the bobbies with that up there?
Well, they just passed a law last year. And if you've only got a small amount of cannabis, then you can't, be done for it. Only if you've got enough to supply.
Okay.
And the thing about strongness, if you smoke, if you've got a bud, then that's pretty strong and that gets you stoned. But
God, I'm getting echoes, man.
Say £15 worth for a little bag, and if you want solid, get about an eighth. So that's what the prices are down here.
Solid?
Solid.
What does that mean?
What's a solid? Well, what's that?
You know, resin.
What?
Regis? Oh, Regis? Like regs?
Resin.
Resin.
Oh, like
yes.
Hash.
Resin.
Like, hash,
oh,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, this is interesting. Okay, so how much would it cost you to get, like, just, if you just wanted to get straight weed, And if you wanted to buy, I don't know, let's say a half ounce, how much would that cost you? Do you even sell in those denominations?
Half ounce would probably be about either 15 to 20 quid.
Okay, I have no idea how much a quid equals in dollars.
Quid is like a squid.
Like a squid.
Well, 15 quid is probably like $7 in US.
So you're telling me you can buy a half ounce of weed for about $8-$9?
Something like that, yeah.
That's impossible.
Damn!
Dollars only.
But you can't grow that stuff in Britain, can you? Unless it's indoors.
They can because it gets UV lights. And it helps it grow.
Yeah. Right, well, that's interesting.
You're very far from Holland.
That's right.
Well, you can get it from Holland, I suppose. But
hey, when's Milkman going to pay for all of us to go to Amsterdam together?
Yeah, remember we were talking about that?
Yeah, I remember that.
When's Milkman going to find someone, a friend up there in Amsterdam, to host us up there for a week?
Yeah, Milkman, you're the big friend maker.
Yeah.
Make a fucking Dutch friend.
The international Milkman.
Milkman, you hear me?
I'm busy with the cat.
Oh yeah, man.
Come back, cat.
We'll get somebody. We'll get one of these hot girls from Holland on here.
Yeah, or Germany. Germany's close enough, man. If we Germany, we'll be fine with that. Yeah. We could fucking just go in there for a day or two.
Gambian. Because
Milkman, you know me and Milkman are hell, the red light district.
The red light district.
No doubt about that, right?
Yeah,
Milkman.
Man. And I want like a window show.
No. We got on that yak, huh, man?
That yak.
Hell yeah, man. just talking a little telephone, man.
We'll go to the health food store. We'll go to the health food store, get us some magic mushrooms.
Yeah.
It get freaky, man.
Milkman, hook that up.
Yeah, let us know about that. Hey, we gotta keep moving on here, guys. There's an Olov, A-U-L-O-V semen in Jamaica, New York. I have no idea if they're going to answer, but I'll give it a try and see if I can get that person to answer. All right. We'll be right back after this, folks.
That's probably a PM number.
Yep, next call coming right up. All the girls see them. Look at his kicks. Look at his car. All I say is, look, mommy, I'm no good. I'm so hood. Clap at your soldiers. Sober. Let me after it's over. Killer. I'm not your companion. Or your man stand. Don't hit me when you want to get rammed in. I'll be screaming. With lots of mobsters, shot for lobsters, cops and robbers. Listen, every block is blocker. But she liked the way I diddy bop. You peep that? Oh, you make one right? Morby kicks plus Chanel ski hat. Right. She wants them, so 50, I give her them. Now she's screaming out. 41 seconds.
Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your Carter posters.
I hate that woman.
Allure.
Yo, how you doing, Olov?
Excuse me?
We
don't know you.
What? I'm from the old country. Hello?
What you call to us at very, very...
I have potatoes.
Late.
I have potatoes?
No, this is no good. You are no our friend.
Yes, I am good friend potatoes to pickles. Hello? Ma'am? Bitch.
Okay, we're not her friend, Milkman. Fine. Well,
bring it back up.
Exactly. Well, fine. We're not her friend. In case you guys didn't know, we're not her friends. So we'll just leave her be.
Who in the hell shit in her cornflakes?
Yeah. We've got an Arturo Bin, B-I-N. All right, that's one of Neo's numbers. We'll call one of Neo's numbers real quick here. Coming up next. No sleep till. Good.
4 hours, 51 minutes, 29 seconds.
Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or poster.
Yes, may I speak with Akulo Bin?
What do you want?
I need to speak with Akulo.
Yes, what do you want?
Oh. Well, this is not Akulo. Please put Akulo on the line.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Who is this?
Wife.
Well, I need to speak to Akulo, please.
He's asleep. He can't sleep. And he can't play golf.
Yes, I can. Do what I want. Put Akulo on.
What do you want?
I need to talk to him about the bills.
The bills?
Yes.
We don't have no bills.
You have a big bill. Big bill. Very big bill. Alright. Whatever.
I'm wheezing too. Hear that?
What was in the
I'm dying. Yeah, we're going to call it a night, ladies and gents.
We got the sugar aids.
Yeah, it's 12:30. We've worked until Friday. The weekend's here. It doesn't matter because I don't work. I'm working on that. We'll see by the time I'm back next week. I have a job. Probably not. Milkman.
Get a job. Get a job.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Okay, well.
Hey, man. Me too, man. Let's
yeah,
go
too.
To work, man.
Let's see who will get a job first. We'll start placing
hey,
bets.
Let's get together and go over to Devin and we'll help him get his computer business rocking, dude.
Right, gotcha. And he'll pay us for it. Yeah,
he's already a lawyer.
Yeah. Well, AMD, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
No problem at all. It was a pleasure being there.
Pleasure having you. Thank you very much. We'll catch you later, dude.
And you, mate.
All right then. And,
yeah.
Peace, bro. I'll catch you here after the show.
No problem.
All right, Milkman.
Milkman, we'll catch you later, too. Thank you very much, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I want to just give out a quick holler and thanks to Big Old Madman. And look forward to hearing from him this weekend.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the wonderful chat.
Exactly.
Dr. Lego also, man, who gives us our voice. This stream is wonderful sound that we tickle yours with.
Right.
And also Katie K. It is not possible without the PCU PhD.
Exactly.
Our cerebro, a master of pranks, Katie right. K. Thank
okay.
you so much
so,
for our time. For
who
giving
do we
us
hit?
Did
you hit Lego, right? You got that. I'll check that off my list. That's Lego.
That's right. Lego's our voice.
Everybody
Lego's
who joined now, everybody
voice,
who joined in tonight and contributed, as far as people on the phone, we had the dad, we had Prank Master for the last time. Thank you, God. AMD, of course. Milkman, thank you.
Reclude.
Zolar for a while.
Great
Scott was on the line also. That's true. Andy, thank you for being here.
No problem.
Yeah, and everybody in the chat room. Lonesome Loser, of course. K-Bone called in also. Let's not forget K-Bone. And he submitted a number.
And K-Bone, yep.
Yeah. Little Evil Neo, thank you very much
numbers.
For submitting numbers.
And hey, a new comeback, or a new good number guy, Warrior.
Warrior, exactly.
The Warrior, thanks a lot.
Welcome to the PCU culture. There it is. We're making
exactly.
the culture. And anybody else, I'm forgetting, everybody in the chat room, everybody listening tonight, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Especially, yes, PCU, it's all for you, man.
Yeah.
We couldn't do this without you, man. We do it just for you.
Exactly. And, you know, the whole night, I didn't even have the toll-free number on. My bad. Yeah, so, everybody, we'll be here next Thursday. Real quick, let me let you guys know, of course, Zolar will be on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. I'm assuming possibly a Lego show, maybe not, we'll see, around 8 o'clock. Before that, if not, just stay tuned, and Zolar will be around by 10 o'clock, I guarantee it. Saturday is KDK's Lunatic Fringe at 10 p.m. Eastern. Sunday you have K-Bone's Crazy Talk. He said he'll be starting at 7. And starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, then you'd have Sean Ward's Peanut Punch Radio. That's every Sunday night. Of course, as I said a thousand times before, he'll be here at the end of the month, Thursday the 27th, live to do a show with me. We have big plans for
Yay!
That. So, yes, be sure to catch that. Monday, maybe Billy Mayer, maybe Dr. Lego. There's usually a show on Monday night, so be sure to be tuned.
and the Dr. Lego Show.
Exactly. And Wednesday nights, you have Katie Kay's Cycle Babble, which is really great last night. Very good show. Very great
time.
Oh,
my God. That show is a lightning rod of activity.
Yes.
And
yes,
if you miss that, dude, you have missed.
You're a horse's
really
ass. You're a horse's ass, bitch, if you miss it. So. Okay, well, Milkman, let me sign off with you here real quick, and we'll call it a night.
Okay,
thank you very much, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
All right, I'll catch
out,
you after
man.
The show. All right, no problem.
Yeah, enjoy your weekend, man.
You too. We'll be talking,
tell
I'm
sure. Tell my friend I said hello.
Okay,
all right, peace out.
It. Peace, man. Okay, and that's the Milkman, everybody. And, yeah, from here in Florida, let me say goodnight to you all. And, again, as I said, thank you very much for listening. We'll be here next week. Couldn't do it without you. And everybody have your next time. There is the music.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución, no los queremos, no los necesitamos.